Tomorrow's News Today.
Well, I can tell you this. The public in general has absolutely zero trust or confidence in anything the corporate media or government say. And I find it with even my listeners, which in a way I guess is healthy, that a lot of them are upset that I'm not saying that 100% the official story is wrong without knowing that. And the evidence is mounting. I mean, the guy's in there being arraigned for capital murder, being told he's about to be executed down the road. Only time he showed any emotion was when they brought up his boyfriend. And you've got all this incredible evidence that he did it, and you've got these trans people that are getting more and more violent. I've experienced it. And then everybody wants to debate who killed him. And there are anomalies and issues in any event, and we'll go where that leads us. We also have Ted Cruz attacking Tucker Carlson and making up stuff Carlson never said simply because Charlie Kirk told Carlson that he was really concerned about Israel's undue influence in the White House and more. And Kirk had said that on television. And, you know, I was thinking back to my conversations with Kirk, a couple of them last month, where he was thanking me for really pushing the administration to release whatever Epstein stuff they have, and even if it's full of bull, and then he thought I was dead on and inviting me to some of their events again and asking how he could support us and keep us on the air. And I did bring up, you know, all the attacks on him and the Israel stuff. And he said, yeah, it's just crazy. You know, I've been a big supporter of Israel. But when you disagree with things that an administration is doing over there, you get demonized. It's out of control. You know, it only makes it worse. And then the issue sucks all the oxygen out of the room. I just want to get young people to vote Republican and save the country. But he thought, I think you've been really balanced on it. And that was, you know, folks at the White House, we want to thank you. That's basically it. So, I mean, Kirk was all over the place. I can play you 50 clips of him saying this. And then Ted Cruz is like, well, we got Tucker putting, you know, anti-Semitic words in the mouth of dead Charlie Kirk, and it's made up. Well, if anybody is literally sucking on the hind tit of Benjamin Netanyahu, it is Ted Cruz. And look, I like Ted on domestic issues, and a lot of he's really smart. But he's always been a neocon operative. And so is Rubio. And I like seeing Rubio do a great job and implement what Trump wants. He's obviously very smart. And it's always easy to admire somebody that's smart. But, I mean, he's also an a-hole. He basically started a fight with me for no reason. Touch me again, we're going to beat the hell out of you, basically. And I'm like, oh, your bodyguard. He goes, no, I'll do it myself. And all I did was, like, touch him on the arm. Like, oh, you know, don't go. Talk to us. Just barely. Oh, please don't go. And he had so much visceral hate for me that he starts saying he's going to kick my ass. So I was like, whoa, dude. I was not trying to have a confrontation with him. I walk over and he immediately go, who are you? Nobody knows who you are. That was the whole point of deplatforming. I wanted to bring it up. Hey, will you do something about the Democrats censoring people, which he's now doing in the State Department. By the way, Congress just released a big report that the FBI under Biden targeted the Republicans, talk show hosts, people like me, for not just taking us off the air, but destroying us, putting us in prison. Now, I know you already know that, but, I mean, they're finally getting there. So, but side issue. I got so much news. We're back in 60 seconds. It's Wednesday, September 17, 2025. Stay with us.
Loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw 3-1, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. 100% lifetime guarantee. High quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet. 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things. Not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
September 17th, 2025, and I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide in defiance of tyranny and strong defense of liberty! Yeah! Now, we've got a massive transmission lined up for you today. I don't even know where to start. We have the left continuing to celebrate the murder of Charlie Kirk. The corporate media had tried to say he was a right-winger. Now they go, no, he was a trans aficionado, and it's a beautiful love story that he killed for his girl. And now they're honing in on the open communist, trans, queer, as it's called, militia in the area that local news has been reporting on for years. I have a state rep calling on about it later. They were all over the internet saying that son of a bitch is dead when he comes to town next week. He's dead tomorrow, the day before. Woo, we told you he was going to be dead. And now we got the shooter confirmed talking to these people. So they knew, they encouraged him. They are now accessories to capital murder. And then you separately have everybody from Steve Bannon, who I really respect, to you name it. And I got all these members of Congress and all these big household names and all the biggest podcasters, all of them. I mean, my phone is melting, calling up saying, who is it? Who do you think did it? I mean, do you think the official story is true? Because I'm the guy that put false flags on the map, and a lot of stuff has been staged and provocateur. But this is a different type of thing they've moved into. Because as false flags get exposed, as people know what to look for, both done by individuals, governments, corporations, they're moving from that to mass mind control with the drugs, the culture, the brainwashing, and the schools. And I've got articles on that today. Even Mainline News is admitting it. That the trans brainwashing done in public and private schools around the Western world is a CIA-developed mind control program that the CIA later outlawed, believing it was immoral. I've got articles right here today. I mean, this is systematic. And then they're unhappy, they're depressed, they're alone, they're on drugs, they're pissed off. They get in groups, they get radicalized. The media talks about how Republicans are fascist and the enemy and coming for them. And they go out and they kill. So you can look at anomalies and things, and who knows? They could have piggybacked some corporation, some group, some government. It could be Israel. I mean, you want to get conspiratorial? I'm not going to even go there because I don't think that's what happened, and it's unfair to introduce it. The obvious thing, if you want to look at Machiavellian stuff, well, Well, it's completely obvious. So people can't see it. No one's even said it. I just don't know what to say anymore. It's not Israel. But if you wanted to understand this, who would want to pave the way for them to be president in the future if Charlie Kirk was going to run? And I'm not saying that's what it is, but you guys, if you want to think like this, you actually need to know how to think like it. Now, the Democrats know he had almost $500 million war chest, taking over the colleges, getting all the undecided, even some of the leftists, to vote and get engaged and wake up like dominoes. The brainwashing was falling. But more importantly, he was getting young conservatives to get mobilized and start getting others to vote, not just on the colleges, but in the towns and cities and rural areas, and they were getting energized. And so if you were going to piggyback, it would be the Democrats or one of their groups, a Soros group, because that's how they operate. They don't tend to think second, third, fourth order of what will this do, turning him into a martyr, just like trying to kill Trump, which is clearly the deep state. They just do it. So if there is a second shooter, and there's a little bit of evidence to that, maybe a shot from the back, a flash, looks like a bullet may hit him in the back, we got to get the autopsy. If it's there, who knows? Could it be Israel? He was really starting to get in a fight with them. Sure, Israel does stuff like that. Could it be some political rival, the Republican Party, wanting to get him out of the way? Okay, no evidence of that, but even to think like that, you know, if there's a motive, if somebody benefits, well, they're just guilty. No, that's not how it works. No, it's the Democrats pushing all the violence. I mean, I don't have enough hours in the day. In fact, I've just basically stopped. But then I feel bad because I don't know what they're saying. And then an hour goes by and I've watched like 25 clips and I'm sitting with the crew. They're like, boss, you sent us 200 clips today. Are you going to play them? And I tell the crew to bitch at me when they want to. They rarely do. They're like, really, 150 clips, another 100 later? You're not playing them, boss. I tell them they have concern. I mean, it is a little gratuitous. So I just fill the show with them saying, kill, 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 kill his family, kill, 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 kill Alex Jones, kill Steve Bannon, you know, kill, 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 kill Trump's family, kill Trump, kill, kill, kill. They go on national TV and say, yeah, Republicans should be scared to go out in the public. Destiny's on TV doing a tour. I'll jack off to, is what he said, to, I'll masturbate to, you know, big Republicans being murdered like Devin Nunes. And they're just all out there giggling and laughing, and it's funny, trying to encourage others to kill. We have them saying, kill Charlie Kirk. We have all the local groups saying we're going to kill him tomorrow. They got leftists doing diversions so he can escape, who've been charged with obstruction of justice. You've got all the neighbors saying, yeah, him and his boyfriend were out there all the time kissing and holding hands. You got him telling his conservative Mormon family he was, you know, mad at Kirk and thought he was a fascist. You got the left celebrating it. Calling for his death, celebrating it, running around all over the place like chickens with their heads cut off. I only got threatened by one person in D.C. when I was there 2 days walking around everywhere. I got nothing but the most love ever in any city. It was insane. Mainly by Hispanics, Asians, and blacks. It was just being mobbed. You saw it on live streams. It was insane. Young women, men, it was insane. And so the National Guard loved us, everybody. Every group of National Guard we walk by. Oh, I've been listening 10 years. Oh, my parents love you. Oh, my male, female National Guard. That one trans person celebrated Kirk's death and said, yeah, something like you're next or something, and had a bottle in their hand going like this, thinking about it. Driving around me at 20 miles an hour. One of those mono wheel things. Those are dangerous as hell. But had a skull mask going, yeah. It was moving so fast, I was like, is that a skull face? And I couldn't figure it because I saw it moving, but it was the lips under it. And I go, that would look like a gremlin. And later we blow up the video, and indeed it was like dressed like a gremlin creature. And so I'm a public figure. I know when I go out who I get threats by, who gives me go-to-hell looks and then leaves a restaurant in about a minute. That happened 2 weeks ago to Jersey Mike's. Two young trans. They don't look like women. It's this... like vampire, sunken eye, pentagrams, you know, they're wearing. I mean, you know, you're like, oop. They're like, eh. So I guess if you're not Alex Jones or if you don't get out much, let me tell you, it's a serious situation. That's a real screenshot off an iPhone. If you blow it up, look at it's got like a half skull mask. I mean, this is just bizarre. They're like, oh, you care that man died? I love it. You die now. Just like the one up in Minnesota 3 weeks ago with the guns going, my precious, oh, my precious, oh, kill children, Satan. I mean, go watch the video, 40 minutes of it. That's just one of them. So I hear like, he's like, and camera guy's like, hey, he's threatening us. He's like,
you're some sad that you died. I like it. You too.
I mean, look at the eyes. Can you make that up? That's not a horror movie, folks. That's real. So, that's what they look like. It's their final form. I don't know, they might sprout demon wings and fly off. I don't know. I just know this stuff's going on all over the place. Now, will different groups hide behind these people when they follow them in discords or online and openly, publicly, when they're going to go attack? And can you piggyback on it? 100%. Somebody piggybacked on Crooks. There were two shooters. That's been definitively proven. The ballistics, the audio, the experts, the sound, the bullet from another angle going through the clothing and bags. You can see it blah, 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 and hitting a person. So everybody knew. I mean, this was people were there with the crowd saying, die, Charlie Kirk, die, die, die. They produced a song in the town a month before, Charlie Kirk dead at 31. So could somebody piggyback on an open celebration that they were going to kill him in a public sacrifice? Yeah. And if I see evidence of that, which we've seen a little of, I'm not sure about this behind the shot from the stairway, but it looks like a flash coinciding with the, you know, everything. It looks like you can see a projectile. So, and they dismantled the scene very, very quickly and cleaned it all up. Why the police didn't order it to, you know, stay there, because you had the diversion, two people doing a diversion to get arrested, saying they were the shooter so the shooter could escape. You have the leftist pointing up the building going, yay, yay, good job, you killed him, celebrating. I mean, yeah. You've got an open conspiracy to kill him there. And if the FBI doesn't arrest the people for aiding and abetting and for prior knowledge and failure to report, which makes them accomplices, then we know there's a cover-up. So if I don't start seeing indictments of the people saying he'll be dead tomorrow and the next day, see, I told you, ha-ha, I told you, I'm not playing around. If I don't see their asses raided, and maybe it already happened because they're a little bit quieter in this FBI, if I don't see it in a couple days, if I don't see indictments by next week, if I don't see some arrests, I'm going to go crazy. But right now, the jury is out on that, as they say. So I'm going to get more to that in a moment. You got Trump coming out and saying, yeah, they deliberately burned down the Palisades so they could do a 15-minute city, and Gavin Newsom is the culprit. Remember, I detailed all that days into it, said exactly what would happen because I know exactly what we're looking at. Total precision, not incompetence. Hundreds of billions they just stole in aid money and what they're going to be able to build. Incredible. Trump's come out with that. We've got Pam Bondi, who, look, I just don't want to sit there and attack her for no reason. But we saw massive censorship out of the left in the last 9 years. And now she's singing to the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center's music sheet. And she says, you've got free speech, but not hate speech. And we're going to arrest people for hate speech. Hate speech is an invented leftist, globalist, ADL, Israel lobby censorship term, meaning if somebody doesn't like what you say or it's hateful, like the N-word. I don't like using the N-word. I don't want to hurt black people's feelings. Also don't want to, you know, get my ass kicked probably. I mean, you know, why do I want to do that? I don't want to make somebody feel bad. I don't look down on somebody because what color they are. I look down on somebody's acting bad, whether they're white or black, and I'll say it. But you got to let people say it. You gotta let people call, you know, white people cave-dwelling, honky crackerheads. I think it's funny. I actually like it. Seriously, it's hilarious. I mean, because I know I got integrity. You can call me a criminal, like the media. You can call me a devil. You can call me whatever you want. It's not true, because I know who I am. But here's the deal. They brainwash generations of people to feel hurt and upset, that it's good to be upset, good to have a button you can have, that somebody can control you, good to have a chain they can jerk. Newsflash, folks, you don't want chains people can jerk. And I don't normally have a chain you can jerk, but if I'm friends with somebody and I like somebody a long time, they stab me in the back, I got my chain jerked a few weeks ago. That was real, folks. I got out of control because it was so clear how it was just cold-blooded stunt, and it really hurt. So I get it. But I'm saying, and afterwards I went, man, I just got my chain jerked. Well, that's okay. It's going to happen sometimes. So when I sit up here and preach at you about how you should act or how you should... Listen, I'm pointing fingers. When I'm pointing a finger at you, I'm pointing three more back at me. So, and I'm emotional about Charlie getting killed because, you know, I'm up there at the top of the list, folks. And Charlie was a great guy and was saying, I want you to start coming to more of our events. I want to help you. How can I help? We want to really help you if you get shut down. You know, we want to come in. And I'm like, and I appreciate that. And I know his biggest donors want to support us. I know we're good friends with them. I'll leave it at that. And I was like, well, thank you, Charlie. We're probably going to need that help. He goes, all right, well, just let me know. We're ready to help you big time. I killed him. So he was a sweetheart, but getting back to this, Pam Bondi's out there literally saying, basically repeal the First Amendment. So, and you got all this Republican legislation in Congress and in New York and in Florida, where if you say something against Israel, like he says, you have a right to do a banner hang on a highway if it's in a designated area. But if it's in a area, this is how they describe the law, where it's a misdemeanor, well, we're going to make it a felony if it's a message against Israel. What? So it's, or we're going to be 40 years, excuse me, 4 years in prison. 4 years in prison in New York, if you have a Hamas or Palestinian flag, you could have the pentagram. Somebody's got a right to it. And again, once they take the unpopular speech away, they're going to take yours. So I don't like pentagrams. I don't like swastikas. I don't like N-words. I don't like, you know, well, I do like cave-dwelling honky crackerhead. I just like it. I'm sorry. I think it's funny. But the point is that we have to defend the unpopular speech. And I know everybody knows that, so I'm really upset about this. We'll be getting into that. There is just so much more to hit today. Black student found hanging from tree at Mississippi College. Left claims retaliation for Kirk as officials suspect suicide. Yeah, there's been... Man, dozens of black people that have hung themselves the last years, and then their family says, no, he told me he was going to kill himself. And imagine you think that you're under such attack and that white people are the enemy. And, oh, they tell you we're closing the black colleges because Charlie Kirk, the white supremacist, got killed, and now the white supremacists are threatening to kill us. And you go out and you do the, potentially, that's what the police are saying, they think, do the ultimate Jesse Smollett. You don't just hang a fake, you know, noose around your neck and dump some bleach on yourself, a tiny scratch on your cheek turns out to be makeup, and say two guys jump out at 2:30 in the morning at 23 below and scream, this is MAGA country. Get your ass blown off doing that in any neighborhood, particularly a black one. You think the super rare, crazy white racists are wearing Trump hats and jumping out at 2:30 in the morning at 23 below to put a little string around a black guy's neck and pour bleach on it. I mean, it's retarded. And as soon as the police got there, they knew it was bull. But my point is, imagine if Smollett would have hung himself. But see, Smollett wanted to get more money for his contract. Instead, he got fired. And the police are like, this is the biggest bull we've ever heard. Just like almost every attack on a synagogue is an inside job. The attacks on the Jewish cemeteries, almost all of them inside jobs. There's an occasional real lunatic goes in and shoots them up. And it's all just out of control. But this is the victim mentality where people want to be victims. And people think that's the position to be in. So it's wild. And now in federal and state statistics, over half of alleged rapes did not happen. And it's totally discredited when real rapes happen to women, and it does happen, that the police don't know what to think because somehow women just think, many women, that it's just okay if a guy doesn't call them back they had sex with. Oh, and they're scorned. You're getting charged with rape, or they're going to try to charge you. I've seen so many cases, you know, where guys takes a girl out a few times. He says, yeah, I don't want to date you anymore. All right, well, I'm going to say you raped me. I mean, this frame-up thing is not just Jewish groups and black folks doing it. It is all over the place because people are becoming more sociopathic. They're not thinking about the consequences of what they're doing. Like people that put out a video saying the security guard shoots Charlie under his arm. No, he's got his arms crossed. You see everybody, if you watch the full video zoomed out, not blown up, everybody goes, huh. That's what you do, boom. And his hands go like that, and then he reaches over to get his gun on his side. You don't shoot somebody up in front of all those people. But the folks putting it out didn't even think. This is a human being I'm blaming. I got to be careful about what I'm saying. And it just goes from there now, this mentality out there. Just accuse people of whatever you want and don't think about the repercussions. I've had to learn about this, not from a sociopath perspective. I would simply cover what other people were saying, and then law firms, the Democrats, would then go misrepresent what I'd said to raise money off of me and go around and hurt people with statements I never even made. And that's why you got to be so careful when you say things, because they'll take the clips out, they'll go have a rigged court trial, and then you know what happens. And that goes to the sociopathic nature. All right, so we're going to go to break. Start your engines. I've got so many clips, so much incredible information. I've got the arraignment of Tyler Robinson, who only shows a little emotion when they talk about his boyfriend that liked to wear wigs. And he has confessed. He's going to plead guilty. And you got evidence just all over the map that, bare minimum, he was on that roof. And so is he mind controlled? I mean, people that don't want to believe it because they want to blame Israel. Oh, look, Kirk was getting a dust up with Israel. Well, they had to kill him then. I mean, people don't say, they say Israel did kill him. And they're mad at me because I won't say it. And I'm just like, I'm not going to accuse. You say Israel. You mean Mossad? You mean Netanyahu? No, it's just Israel. A 5-year-old kid in Israel is guilty. I mean, let's say Israel did it. Somebody in Israel. Why don't you name names? I name names on who bombed Oklahoma City. I name names on who carried out 9/11. Netanyahu was involved. Do you name names? No, you just say, Alex Jones works for Mossad. Yeah, that's why I had Max Blumenthal on, saying Trump fears Netanyahu will kill him, which I've gotten from other sources. You think that's what you do when you're on the payroll of Israel, right? Tell Trump, stop saying Iran's going to kill you. Netanyahu's going to kill your ass and get rid of you and Iran at the same time. Stop it! And I said it before they ever brought out that narrative. I saw it coming. And Trump walked right into the jaws of it. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? cannabis. I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this.
You even ordered it yourself, I later learned.
What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going on. We have a state representative who was there when Kirk was killed, talked to him right before he was killed. We'll talk about this trans army there on the ground. And also the neocon governor, the rhino governor, all the rest of it. A lot of inside baseball coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But the second hour, I want to open the phones up unscreened. And by that, anything you want to say about Charlie Kirk and what you think, it's unfiltered. All I want is a clean phone line, and we're going to talk about that subject and that subject alone. What do you think's going on? What anomalies do you see? Where do you see this going? Do you agree with me? This is a massive moment with the left celebrating it at levels never before seen that has probably, if they held the midterms right now, the Republicans would gain 50 seats in the House. I mean, this is devastating them, but they're the ones pushing violence. They're the ones calling for it. They're the ones celebrating. Regardless of what you think really happened here, they owned it. Out in the streets, everywhere. Thousands of teachers are now in trouble. Hundreds have been fired. Hundreds of lawyers, hundreds of doctors, fire chiefs, police chiefs, students, politicians, members of Congress, podcasters. I mean, I can't keep track of the just fountain, the fire hose of celebration. In fact, I may do like a special podcast in the next couple of evenings and just do commercial free for like 5 hours and play like 400 clips. I mean, I can't keep track of it. It is mind blowing. And then when people go, hey, you said you're glad he's dead and we need to kill more Republicans so that they'll have a chilling effect and be scared. Yeah, I agree with that. Destiny went on Piers Morgan and doubled down. Says, I'm going to masturbate when more Republicans are killed. He says he went and stalked people's houses that criticized him and was going to kill them and their family. It's a psychotic. Demented. And he's been in here before. I debated him. And also was at another event with him at the Vulcan Gas Company where Rogan used to do his shows for him in the mothership. And he was just like, oh, he saw me. Just, I was like, whoa. He's like, oh. And then his wife comes over and goes, I'm Destiny's wife. And so I'm like, I guess they had this thing where they swung. And I was like, she was coming on to me. I was like, okay, lady, it's nice. Gross. But she wasn't bad looking, but I mean, I'm married. Plus, you have sex with a really disgusting person. I mean, I didn't tell her that. But I'm not. I guess my wife was there too, and they thought she was pretty hot. But the point is these are lunatics, absolute demented lunatics. And when I go in these court cases against these Democrat lawyers, they all go and act the same. I mean, they are gremlin creatures. So, you cannot deny we've seen the biggest celebration ever from the left. I mean, professional basketball players, music stars, pop singers. It's insane. So, but then the left's like, no, he was a right winger. Now they're, well, no, he was a trans aficionado lover, and it was a beautiful love story, and he did it because it was hurting his girlfriend's feelings. He was really a man. ABC, CNN, MSNBC, I've got stacks of articles, stacks of videos where the hosts are like, it was beautiful. Oh, my God, he loved her. Oh, a little present for her, like a bird will bring a worm or an owl will bring a mouse to its mate and go, here, honey, here's a mouse. You know, cardinals will go get a seed or a fruit, and it'll come and feed the female. And it's like, oh, he was giving her a little cutesy gift. I mean, these people are beyond sick. So now, oh, he is a trans aficionado, and he did it because it was a loving, it was love. Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore, to quote White Zombie, the internet is on fire that Israel did it, as I already said. And then Tucker's simply saying, well, no, he was in a big fight with Israel, and he was upset, which he said publicly. He told me on the phone. He said it all over. And then Ted Cruz says, you're anti-Semitic. You're putting words in Kirk's mouth, because there is a fight over Kirk's legacy. And there are a lot of neocons and others that want to come swooping in and take control of TPUSA, and we cannot allow that to happen. But that's why Tucker's exposing that. That's why MTG is exposing that. Not because Tucker thinks Israel did it. I've talked to him. I'm talking to him again today after the show. And so that's where we're at. I'm on Tucker's show coming up here soon, and I'll leave it at that. And then he's going to be on too, so I'll leave it at that. But that's where we're at. But let me start plowing into the clips now, or we're never going to get there. There's a lot of them. I'm not going to play a bunch of celebration clips. I'll do that later. This is just too many. Let's get into just a cut down of his arraignment. This is Tyler Robinson, who's confessed, is reporting going to plead guilty. He got a manifesto under the keyboard of the boyfriend that wears wigs. And you got all the trans community celebrating it before. Oh, he's dead tomorrow. And they say, oh, we're coming after him with the task force. We're coming after him. Okay. I mean, let me tell you something. Let's say Charlie Kirk was coming to town a year ago. And I went on X, or people smaller accounts, and I said, he'll be dead tomorrow, you just watch. Very good chance that I'm going to have the FBI visit me within 48 hours. We've had it happen here many, 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 many times when just people on our message board said something, we get a visit. You have six people in the town at least saying he's dead next week, then the day before he's dead tomorrow, then saying, I told you he was dead, told you we're going to shoot him. You had a celebration, he's about to die, kill Charlie Kirk, or chanting, celebrating when he gets shot, great job to the shooter. Two people claiming that they are the shooters. One of them's now been indicted for obstruction of justice doing it, a famous leftist operative, so he could get away. And they're leftists. So you do see a conspiracy. You see the left saying, kill him. You see him celebrating it. And you see them on the ground helping him. And you see them with prior knowledge. Voila. Voila. Means there it is. So that's where we are. You can't hide this. You can't make this something else. But if we don't see the indictments of the accomplices, because if you know somebody's going to kill somebody and you don't do anything, you're an accomplice. If your husband says, honey, I'm tired of not being able to pay the bills, I'm going to go rob a bank today. I'm going to rob a bank this afternoon. And you don't try to stop your husband and then you don't call the police? You're going to be held as an accomplice. Especially if your husband had a history of armed robbery. Well, with this, it's cut and dry. So I refuse to be bullied into saying this is Israel with no evidence. I refuse to lie because that's the big popular thing. So knock yourselves out. I'm about credibility. I'm about accuracy. I'm about truth. And when Israel does something and we can prove it, I will be on Israel's ass so fast it'll make your head spin. But what are you going to do when more trans kill people? Or all the other trans shootings, Netanyahu? Was a trans person celebrating Kirk's death and threatening us in D.C.? Was that Netanyahu? No. These people are a psychotic cult and they're growing. They are in every public and most private schools brainwashing kids to be trans and putting them on drugs and then telling them to be pissed off. Do you have any idea? I told you this was coming and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I guess every time some trans demon shoots up a church or Catholic school or kills a political leader that's Christian, I guess it's Netanyahu. I mean, my God, I've been super critical of Netanyahu. If I get killed by a trans person, God forbid, you know, all the Nazis that hate me will go, well, he's now a martyr. Even though we didn't like him because he was inclusive and didn't hate everybody. Well, now he's ours. He's our martyr. We'll just say Israel did it. You know, all the Nazi groups came out the day one and said, well, Kirk was our enemy because he didn't dislike other people of other races. But now he's our hero. We're going to use him to attack Israel. That's how dumb they think we are. That's how dumb. It's not a defense of Netanyahu. I can't stand. Who I detest. It is a defense of reality. And I'm done talking about it because you get caught in an eddy loop of explaining that over and over again. I do it. Harrison was doing it yesterday. Not criticizing, not censoring, giving my opinion. He did a great job overall, but I was just like looping, explaining. No, I it makes sense. You know. So I'm done. I'm moving on from that. I'll get to the Tucker thing on that subject. That is a distraction from the left calling for it, celebrating it, and still celebrating it and calling for more of it. Prominently. And then in comes the Democrats and the Israel lobby with all their censorship legislation that is the threat, and Pam Bondi agreeing, let's ban things we call hateful, which is banning the First Amendment. So if you want to tie Israel in and the ADL, there it is. Using this terror, using this violence, as a pretext to take all of our rights. That's the real play. That's the real evidence. That's really happening, and we must stand against it. But here is part of his, I'll put the whole thing, arraignment, and then a little bit of a body language expert responding to some of it. Here it is.
State of Utah versus Tyler James Robinson. Could you state your name?
Tyler James Robinson.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Robinson. I'm Judge Graff.
I have reviewed your declaration of financial status and find that you are indigent. I'm provisionally appointing a Rule 8 qualified attorney to represent you on your case, Mr. Robinson. Along with their filing of their appearance of counsel, the assigned attorneys must file declarations with the court that outline their qualifications under Rule 8 and under Rule 8B and Rule 8C for counsel appointment in a case where death may be a sentencing option.
Just for the court's information, we did file just recently within the last few minutes a notice of intent to seek the death penalty that was filed by Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
Mr. Robinson, for count one, aggravated murder, a capital felony in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-5-202, in that on September 10th, 2025 in Utah County, the defendant, Tyler James Robinson, intentionally or knowingly caused the death of Charlie Kirk under the following circumstances. The defendant knowingly created a great risk of death to another individual other than Charlie Kirk and the defendant. Notice conviction of this offense may carry the death penalty or pursuant to Utah Code 76-3-207.7, a mandatory term of imprisonment for life without parole or an indeterminate term of not less than 25 years, that may be for life.
2025 in Utah County, the defendant, Tyler James Robinson, believed that an official proceeding or investigation was pending or about to be instituted or intended to prevent an official proceeding or investigation and attempted to induce or otherwise cause his roommate to withhold testimony, information, a document.
Now, this is an area where I think we're getting more actual emotion. We're seeing his mouth move more. You're seeing a bigger swallow. You're seeing his chin move. Watch this right here.
An official proceeding or investigation and attempted to induce or otherwise cause his roommate to withhold testimony, information.
See, a heavy swallow, pursing the lips together. When it comes to his roommate, I think this is going to be the biggest pain point for Tyler Robinson.
Believe that an official proceeding or investigation was pending or about to be instituted or intended to prevent an official proceeding or investigation and attempted to induce or otherwise cause his roommate to withhold testimony or information, to wit, directing his roommate to stay silent if the police question the roommate.
Now you're seeing he's moving his jaw to the side. Sometimes we do that almost as a way to prevent ourselves from crying or from feeling intense sadness. So I do wonder if talking about the roommate, or maybe this feels like there's a sense of betrayal or something like that, but this coming up seems to make him feel quite sad.
His roommate to stay silent if the police question the roommate. Count seven, violent offense committed in the presence of a child, a Class A misdemeanor in violation of Utah Code.
Then you see the heavy breathing again after talking about the roommate. I don't think it has anything to do with the issue with the child that they're talking
about.
Let's
stop there. That's a top accredited expert on body language. I agree. Only emotion he shows is talking about the boyfriend. So there you go. Now, I'm going to talk about this. And I talked a little bit about this earlier. So when we put this out on X and banned out video and Rumble, I want to make sure you take my earlier clip and cut this in. So I don't want to repeat myself. But I've been around this Destiny character at least three times in studio, comedy clubs and stuff that we were both speakers at. And he's a dangerous person. He's a megalomaniac. He is a schizoid in my view. He behaves like somebody that could star in a movie as a serial killer. And there are so many clips of him celebrating violence, celebrating Charlie Kirk's death, saying we need more people to be killed so that conservatives and populists and Christians are scared. That's the definition of terrorism. He went on Piers Morgan and doubled down yesterday. And then he talks about people that doxed him years ago and how he plotted their murder and their family's murder. This individual needs to be investigated. And he needs to be recognized as the archetype of what the satanic left is. They are cowardly, they are weak, and they love evil, they love intimidation, they love menacing people, and he's a clear and present danger. And he goes, what he believes, right up to the line, in the left's right to rule us. So when you hear him, he is telling you what the average leftist believes, what the average leftist stands for. And he's a disgrace. But I've got more video of them beating up people at vigils. I've got more video of women out riding in chalk, you know, asking killers to go kill who they want next. Countless videos of women, white women, and a lot of black women, and a lot of black men. All crazed, all acting mentally ill, all celebrating Charlie's death. And all sorts of deranged white guys that all look like they're homosexuals. Just saying. Just cackling and just celebrating evil. And they are trying to drive us into a violent confrontation that Podesta wants. And a lot more of this is coming. So you can't have groups calling for violence, celebrating violence, calling for more violence, celebrating when he's killed on the ground, doing diversions so the bad guy can get away, they said, and then not say this is a radicalized terrorist movement that has infected pretty much large sections. I'd say 30-40% of the Democratic Party are now crazed, satanic, pro-pedophile militants. I mean, they are demon-possessed. Here's Destiny.
Oh, I did troll the shit out of the DDoS kid. That's a guy, that's one of the people, like, legitimately, like, I was so, you have no, like, it's actually kind of scary, like, how close I was to getting people together to go down to his house and kill him and his family. Or it would have just been him and his father. Cause I didn't know anything about, dude, that was some of the most f***ed up shit in my entire life. I was so f***ing close to doing it, but I was making so much money on Twitch I don't know if Nathan was involved in yet, but for whatever reason, I decided that the current life I had wasn't worth the risk of, oh my God. Oh my God, I was so close to this f***ing address. I had streets mapped out and f***ing every, you have no f***ing idea. That's when I first started getting an interest in like owning a weapon. I got a permit to own a gun and everything. Holy f***. Oh, could you imagine watching Nunes's eyes pop out of his f***ing head? Nothing would make me happier. Oh my God, I would f***ing jerk off. So I would I would never need to browse porn again if I had a live video feed of Nunes being killed for crimes against his f***ing country. Oh my God, it would be the most arousing thing I could ever imagine seeing in my entire life. I'm squeezing my hog to this. That worthless subhuman f***ing piece of shit deserves to die. Conservatives have been disgusting for years, which is why I don't give a f*** about anybody that winds up at any of these rallies and gets shot or whatever the f***, okay? Because they had no problem making fun of Paul Pelosi. The entire world would be better off if these people were permanently removed from these platforms. Like, there is no downside and only upside to see people like Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Tim Pool never be allowed to publicly broadcast their opinions ever again. You need conservatives to be afraid of getting killed when they go to events so that they look to their leadership to turn down the temperature. The issue is right now, they don't feel like there's any fear. If you wanted Charlie Kirk to be alive, Donald Trump shouldn't have been president for the second term.
I'll give you one last chance, Destiny, to condemn the murder of Charlie Kirk.
Yes, you are acting like an unhuman.
Why can't I hear Donald Trump condemn violence in this country?
All right, you won't condemn it. Okay, we've all heard you repeatedly refuse to condemn it.
We've heard Donald Trump refuse to condemn it, too.
Jack Posobiec.
For some reason, the leftists on YouTube are a bigger deal. Unbelievable.
Yeah, what's incredible is you don't have the basic humanity to condemn it. You'd rather taunt his widow. I find that sickening.
Steve Bunnell, a.k.a. Destiny, banned from Twitch. Well, he was already banned, so there you go. He is indicative. He's a case point example, these people. Massive news I haven't gotten to. Huge developments. The attacks on Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens for pointing out that, indeed, Kirk had broken with Netanyahu. It's all coming up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you see the left everywhere calling for prominent conservative populist to be killed. You can go out and just type my name in anywhere. on Instagram, on X, and they're saying, kill me, I'm right up there at the top of the list, which I'm obviously not pleased about because I'm willing to die for liberty, but I don't want to. I want to live to fight another day. But I will not back down, and I will not reduce what I do out in public. In fact, I'm going to increase it in the name of free speech and standing against their intimidation and bullying. I'm reaching out to TPUSA. That's the best move. Charlie Kirk wanted me to be at more of their events. I've been to some of them as a speaker. And so I'm going to work with them and others, and I intend to go out and do that because that's what we must do in solidarity because that's what Charlie Kirk would want. That's the right move. You have to understand, when you want champions to fight evil, when you want people to stand up for you, all of our collective rights, you have to back them. So never forget the bad guys are scared of this show because we're the OG. Not just myself, the crew, the guest, the films, the books, all that we've done is recognized by the bad guys and the good guys as the detonator for all the good we're seeing today, and not just the American awakening, but the global awakening. So I need you to remember that. And understand, you're the info war, and you're the reason we've had the success, those of you that have supported. I want to encourage others that haven't shared the articles and videos or haven't prayed for the broadcast or haven't bought any products, thealexandersword.com, to take action now. Plus, these are amazing products. This is your chance to get involved in history, your chance to stand against evil, your chance to actually get off the bench and do something. We have a huge sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The incredible natural weight loss, fat burn. We have the incredible Shilajit, the very best, the best Irish sea moss, the very best methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, up to 50% off. We have a deal where you get $11 off right now in this sale. It's life is fire with this beauty sale, one of my famous quotes. $11 at checkout just automatically taken off. That's only running for 1 week. The sale started yesterday, so it's going to run till next Tuesday. There are so many other great deals right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. Life is Fire with its beauty new line. The Crusader limited edition line. A lot of amazing products. Ultimate Life Force for your cardiovascular system and spike protein detox. Even if you haven't taken the shot, most people have the spike protein. This is a must take. The very best formula. Thealexjonesstore.com and stand with us in the face of this enemy and their lawfare and their attacks as Congress comes out and now admits that I was targeted by the FBI. I told you that. That's coming up. I need your support to stay in the fight. I'll never back down, never sell out, never give in, but I could give out without your support. The info war is only as strong as you make it. So take action now and get great products, a win-win, at thealexjonesstore.com. You're crazy if you don't do it. Hour number two straight ahead.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
If you are receiving this transmission, You are the resistance.
There's a cover-up. There was groups working with them. We know there were. The question is exactly who. That's coming up next segment. I'm going to give the number out on Charlie Kirk, on the ramifications, on the Great Awakening, on what's coming next, on the left celebrating it, who you think may be involved. This is totally uncensored. You can call in and you can say anything you want, unless it's a bunch of cussing, because then our radio stations can't have that. We got to delay. We got to hang up on you. We keep doing it. It's only delay so much out. But other than that, I just want to explain, this is real access to millions of viewers and listeners. I mean, we have 50 million people a day watch the show. There's probably 5-10 million watching any one time. So you want to talk to millions of people. I'm not soliciting calls. We get unlimited calls. I'm just saying, I want to hear from you. And if you disagree with me, you're welcome to say you disagree, and I'll tend to go to you quicker. Because I think that's always, you know, very informative. And sometimes people convince me I'm wrong. Believe me, they say Alex Jones is always right. No, Alex Jones is usually right. Alex Jones is batting, you know, 980, not 1,000. Alex Jones is the most right? Yeah. That's a fair statement. So here's the toll-free number to join us. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, and we're talking about Charlie Kirk and everything around it and what we think's coming next. I mean, it's a huge area, but that's the topic, and that's what we're talking about. And about go to your call, because we do open phones all the time. We do. Most of the time, it's just anything you want to talk about. If you talk about something else and lie to get on the show, then you're off the air. You're not being censored. This is the topic. It'd be like we were having a debate about golf. You know, and we're like, we're having a show about golf. And we take calls about golf. You call in and talk about NASCAR. Oh, sorry, it's a show about golf. You're not being censored. We are talking about this subject. And you can say whatever you think about it, totally uncensored, but it will be on this subject. 877-789-2539. The minute you bring up some other topic, bye-bye. All right, because I'm sick of trying to focus on one topic sometimes. Like, an example, I want air traffic controllers on when the helicopter crash happened. And we got incredible callers. Air traffic controllers, military, private, you name it, was amazing. Had a few callers. Well, I'm not really an air traffic controller. I'm calling in about this. No. And I've been too nice in the past where I let people do that. I am sick of that. I want to hear about this. The audience wants to hear about this. We're talking about this. It's a gigantic area. It's deadly important. You disagree? Tell me. Head of the line. Don't lie about disagreeing. people do that. Well, I don't really disagree. I just said that. Just be truthful. That's all I ask. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. Can't wait to take your calls so much. Straight ahead, some breaking news as well. Share the live feed of Relic Shows on Action with Paul Revere.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your lie. But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like.
Possibly imagine. Charlie Kirk has now been given a Viking's death like Beowulf. I don't want to be killed by an assassin, but I tell you, I want to die with my sword in my hand. I want to be here for my family, my children. I want to stay on air. I want to see more sunsets. I want to eat more enchiladas. But it doesn't matter. Because if my mission and in God's plan leads me to a death like Charlie Kirk's, I would be extremely honored. I don't seek it, but I would accept it openly. In fact, I've thought about this. If I was standing there and I saw a sniper pop up, it's so accurate from all the eyewitness accounts. Pull up the Malcolm X movie if you can, his assassination, because there were hundreds of people there, and they all said that when the guy pulled up the double-barrel shotgun right in the front row and pointed it right at his chest, Malcolm X smiled at him and pulled his jacket open. And it wasn't because he wanted to die. He wasn't wearing body armor, though. He knew it would make what he was doing even bigger. And I don't believe the Nation of Islam killed him. Louis Farrakhan told me that personally with tears in his eyes at dinner. God, that guy's got energy. I was with him like 10 hours. He just kept going and going. And like midnight, I said, sir, I'm exhausted. I've got to go to sleep. But I was there with all the leaders of it. And they said, listen, the FBI and CIA did that. We didn't do it. And I believe them. And so were there groups behind this that killed Charlie Kirk? Probably. Yeah, go to YouTube and type in Malcolm X film, Malcolm X movie. You guys did a great job finding the actual news footage, black and white. But absolutely, I mean, that scene is so accurate. And I got to tell you, I think if a guy was right in front of me, 20 feet away with a double barrel shotgun, I think I'd probably do what Malcolm X did. And I'm not saying that tough, but in that moment, that's laudable. You know, the left has taken over what Malcolm X said. Have you actually read what Malcolm X said? I've listened to so many of his speeches, read his writings, dead on, folks. Dead on. I actually agree with it. He was actually getting black people to stand up and be independent and strong. And then the FBI went and hired some guys so they could frame the Nation of Islam. And that's what happened. But in the movie doesn't even get it right. The eyewitnesses said he literally just put his arms out in a very Christ-like thing. Yeah, go ahead and roll this scene, folks. Here it is. But definitely, Charlie Kirk is now in the category of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And JFK. And that's why they got the leftist Soros-controlled preachers saying he is not a civil rights leader. He's an evil white man. And then they quote fake things he never said. And as a human, but particularly as black folks, when you see these quotes but never a video, it's a lie. Black women are stupid. They said that. The left said that and put that on him. That ought to piss you off trying to jerk your chain because they want us all to kill each other so they can collapse the country. That's the Podesta plan. Go ahead and roll the film that came out, I guess, in about 92. Malcolm X, here it is.
As-salamu alaykum.
Get your hand out of my pocket! Get your hand out of my pocket, nigga!
Just like Charlie Kirk, right in front of his wife and kids. Notice the distraction, too, just like with the people claiming they were the shooters that were leftists. You got the local trans militia saying it was coming days before and the day before. You got them doing a diversion. You've got them. The white liberal differs from the white conservative only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful than the conservative. Both want power, but the white liberal is the one who has perfected the art of posing as the Negro's friend and benefactor. Talking about the ADL type groups. Bingo, 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 bingo. That's why he had to die, because he had their number. That's why Charlie had to die. He had their number. It's why they want me, because I'm exposing them how the game works. And you could be black, you could be white, you could be brown. But if you know the truth, then the evil system needs you dead. Got it? Louis Furkan literally started crying in front of me. He's at the head of the table. I'm sitting right, like, one foot from him right here. He's literally pouring my iced tea. He says, listen, we think Trump may actually be good. We try to fix things. We know what the left's plan on the Civil War. We've called that before. We're getting pushed around, but we understand that this is a larger plan, blah, blah, blah. And I said, finally get in touch with the White House. And then the other guy's like, listen, we didn't kill him. It was an FBI analyst. I said, you don't have to tell me. I know. It's come out. I go, okay, well, all right. After about like 45 minutes explained to me, I said, I already know this. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm sold. And then Farrakhan's like, well, how do we stop this? And I said, I mean, I think you do what you know, you've been coming out explaining all this. And notice, Mac would think it take things out of context, Farrakhan said. Some things I agree with, most of it, some of it I didn't. He was doing that to fire up his base. But you notice they don't really talk about Farrakhan or them anymore because you hear their messages now. They're very unifying. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about Nation of Islam and Malcolm X and all the rest of it. But Malcolm was way ahead of them. He went to Mecca and saw that it was everybody living together in peace, black, white, old, young, all the world. He's like, whoa, this whole race thing has just like basically been produced and used for control by both sides. But you cannot deny that it is the left that is calling for the murder, celebrating the murder, calling for more murder. Then Farrakhan invited me up to his house to stay with him for a weekend. And I guess you're not supposed to refuse that invitation. I was going through a divorce and just literally had to stay here in town because I couldn't leave, you know. But I really found a lot of genuineness from Louis Farrakhan. And I had a very good feeling around him. And that's what I go off of at the end of the day. What do people say and do? And what's my feeling? That's the spirit. But the point is, they're trying to start a race war. You saw the Democrat Party preacher at the megachurch for Jasmine Crockett, who was reading off a Soros script guaranteed. They're told what to say, saying they're getting ready to hit the black colleges. Folks, you really believe Trump supporters are going to go attack a black college? You really believe the name of Charlie Kirk? I told you this before it happened. They're going to kill prominent conservatives. They're going to then attack black colleges because that's where they can find a bunch of black people to make it about only attacking blacks. And now they've shut down the black colleges. It's coming, people. And then a black man hung himself at a black college, somehow thinking that would contribute to all of this. That's mind control, ladies and gentlemen. That's brainwashing. Here it is. Black student found hanging from a tree in Mississippi College. Left came retaliation for Kirk murder as officials suspect suicide. Yeah, how many of these lynchings, basically all of them in the last decade, somebody killing themselves because they think it'll contribute? How brainwashed was that young man? Thinking, killing himself, if it's true, to frame Charlie Kirk was a good thing. Now we know it was a hoax. Wasn't a hoax, it was the left doing it. I guarantee you, it was a leftist NGO or the CIA itself did that. Just like it was the Justice Department, the FBI killed Malcolm X. Same story, different decade. So we need to study all this. We need to look at this. We need to figure out what's going on. Let me play a few clips and I'll go to your calls. I'm going to get into Tucker because the Israel lobby is trying to hijack the memory and the identity of Charlie Kirk. No, I don't believe Israel did it because there's no evidence. Maybe they did. But Israel is definitely trying to hijack the memory and the person of Kirk. And that's what Tucker's doing, is putting the truth out. Charlie Kirk told me the same things he told Tucker Carlson. But he also said those things. And Ted Cruz says he's lying. I don't want to fight with Ted Cruz, but I have to. Ted Cruz, I don't know if they got footage of Ted Cruz having sex with a poodle or something. That's a joke, folks. I've never heard that. Or sex with a goat or something. But he literally licks the ass of Benjamin Netanyahu. He's got his face so far up his ass. I'm sorry for the gross analogy, but that's the analogy that fits, so I'm using it. And that's what people are sick of. I don't want to blow Israel off the map. I don't have a hard on for Jews. But at the same time, I'm sick of being sued by ADL-backed groups. I'm sick of Israel trying to pass anti-free speech laws. I'm sick of it. And we're sick of having America's name on the dead Gazans. And we're sick of you trying to drag us into war. And you got the most unpopular approval rating in the world. And Ted Cruz says you go to hell if you don't support Israel. That's not in the Bible. John the Baptist got his head cut off by Herod. He was criticizing the Jewish government. Jesus Christ went and beat the money changers in the temple with a whip. That's a lie. Paid for and parroted by the Christian Zionists. But I also won't join the Nazis. In all of their weird behavior. And how they say everything in the world is Israel's fault. When there's enough evil to go around, and changing this stuff is an inside job with our relationship with God. So let's just see a few of these demons, okay? Because the left's out there saying kill everybody, celebrating it. And they're like, oh, no, there's no leftist terror. Even the Democrats now admit, okay, it was a trans relationship. He did it for his boyfriend. What a beautiful love story. Tears in their eyes. It's so beautiful. Oh, I mean, how sick is that? And the people want to say Netanyahu did it because Charlie Kirk was critical of Israel. See no evidence of that. Listen to this blob. This is a woman wearing a Baphomet necklace. She probably can't wipe her own ass. It's a standard procedure with these people. And pentagram earring says no political discussion should be happening on campuses. So that's what they want. It's total censorship. They want to intimidate us. But because it hasn't worked, they want to silence everybody but themselves so they have access to our children, because the demons driving them want access to our children. It's a demonic hunger. Look at the Bible. Look at history. Look at the archaeology. All these cultures build up, get great, have a weird priest class, gets in, they start human sacrifice of kids, society collapses. It's happened in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East, in Mesoamerica. Every culture falls to this demon cult because it's real. And now we're entering that depth of that cycle. Here she is.
Charlie Kirk has already been replaced by some Catholic conservative man. And this Catholic conservative man is coming to my campus. And I just want to say this because we have a turning point at my campus. And they had already rumored that they were trying to get Charlie Kirk to come to our campus. So they might be the reason why we're on the tour for this one as a replacement date for Charlie Kirk. I never saw anything official if he was actually supposed to come. But it was before they were saying that before he went to Utah. So I don't know for sure on that one. But I do know is that his replacement is coming here. So I feel like personally after the events, I don't think anybody should really be doing anything political on a campus or really anywhere, just for like safety reasons, because it seems unsafe. I mean, they say that they captured the shooter, but you don't know, there could be, there's a word for it, but people who are inspired by other killers. We don't know. We don't know. This is why we shouldn't be doing this. If we want to value the safety of our students and staff and everybody here and everybody else's lives, I don't think it's smart to be doing it, but I don't have that say. I'm just a student, apparently. I mean, I can email the dean and be like, hey, this seems like not a good time to be doing this. So are we still doing this on our campus? Nothing's going to happen. They're still probably going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's what the Destiny guy says. Yeah, we need to kill more Republicans so they shut up. Well, guess what? All your attempts to shut us up are going to backfire. That's why I got people telling me, Jones, why are you going to go on tour? And we're trying to set it up right now. Why are you going to go out and do this? Well, Kirk was doing it and putting himself in the way we had that covered. We have to step in now. Meanwhile, Breaking Bomb Squad is responding to suspicious bag reportedly left outside Turning Point USA headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona. You're going to see a lot more of this. This afternoon, a UNCW college, the so-called tolerant left, painted over a beautiful mural honoring Charlie Kirk in the video. One girl can be heard bragging that all her friends on Capitol Hill will be very proud. Then we got women writing the names of Stephen Miller and others on the ground calling for people to kill him. I mean, I can show you hours of this. And these people know nothing about killing. They know nothing about any of it. That's why they're so into it. They don't understand what they're summoning. But, I mean, just look at these people. So you go ahead and try to cover up Charlie Kirk. You're just going to make him bigger. Here it is.
You guys know I'm fully religious, too.
We know that she
is a terror. Oh, I do, but Charlie Kirk is definitely not the morals I support or the religion I support, where you're just taught to love your neighbor.
Well, our religion
teaches
respect.
Yeah, love your neighbor.
So okay. If you disagree, if you
so this is loving your neighbor.
I'm not going to love a man who doesn't
you even... You don't have to.
You're not loving your neighbor.
You're
not loving your neighbor.
You just said
you're not
judging.
This is not your job.
Yes, you're right. I'm not judging. It is not my right to judge. But it is also not your right to judge either.
Nope. We're here protecting somebody.
They always say, there is no good and evil. You have no right to judge. Parents don't train your children. She says he's evil and bad. We're going to erase his memory. But then she says, you have no right to judge. They always want you to not, quote, discriminate. You discriminate the best place to buy gas. You discriminate the best coat to buy. You discriminate the best gun to buy. You discriminate on the woman you want to date, the man you want to date. You discriminate what restaurant you want to go to. You discriminate what church you want to go to. What you don't discriminate off of is just what color somebody is. If you're smart, you want to find out what they actually stand for. But that still, if you want to discriminate, that's your issue. But again, this is the mind control they're taught at these colleges. Let's continue.
We're judging, and we're not the ones.
If we were judging, we'd be taking your pink can and dumping it on you, but we're not, are we? If someone has
to pay, I've been told it will, hopefully. If not, it's a price I gotta pay. Yeah, I am sorry. I did not mean to step on any of the flags. I will admit that. I am sorry. I don't think I did step on those. I only came over here.
Yeah, the paint
covering flags. The
maids are
actually so. All my friends in Chapel Hill are going to be like,
go
Curly
Fall.
Miss Chapel Hill. This is an education.
All these soft men and women out painting over things.
She was pushing people out of the way.
No, I'm more than happy to speak. Sorry, I'm more than happy to speak.
Do you want to speak here?
Yeah, we'll speak over here.
Okay.
Good time,
511. If someone wants to move these flags, I don't necessarily want to get any paint on them.
It doesn't really matter.
You've already covered everything else in paint, so I don't...
Oh, they're patriotic.
I don't
want
the flags. The flag portion at all, just the person on us. Thank you, I appreciate you.
Dude, I'm so glad I'm not you.
These people get jobs as teachers. All of them are. They want your kids. This is what you get when you have a private school, public school.
She did cover you in paint. She did put her hands on you. She did. She pushed me.
Yeah.
Sweet. Are you guys happy?
Yeah.
Does this give you peace? I'm sorry. Does this just give you peace to paint over somebody's memorial like this? So then why do it if it doesn't give you peace? If it doesn't give you a sense of...
This is exactly why this happened in the first place. What you guys are doing...
You destroy things you don't agree with. That is why he was shot.
And they all do it to impress, quote, Capitol Hill and the communists. And that's mild compared to the other stuff we've got. Here's a little bit of video, clip two. Boomer liberals writing anti-Stephen Miller messages in chalk calling for him to be killed next. Here it is.
Yeah, if you want some chalk, you're welcome to...
Thank you. Miller is preying on families. Do you think that's appropriate rhetoric 4 days after a political leader was assassinated?
Yeah.
Can you explain yourself, please?
Absolutely. He is...
Praying? Wouldn't that incite a reaction to...
Oh, shut up.
Wouldn't that incite some sort of violence?
No.
No, I'm not kidding.
Not unless you're insane. I mean, if you're insane... Anything could incite you.
But if you're saying he's preying on families, just like, you know, Tim Wall says, you know, ISIS Gestapo and he's a fascist and all that, don't you think that motivates people to do crazy things?
No, I don't think it does.
You don't?
No.
You don't think there's any responsibility in this kind of rhetoric?
The steps are down this way.
You don't think there's any responsibility with this kind of rhetoric?
They may also go down there, but those are the steps I came up.
Preying on families. Can you explain yourself, though? Or are you just going to write some inflammatory rhetoric? Okay, well, if you stand by the words, can you explain them to me?
I don't have to.
So you just want families to come
this
by.
This clip goes on for a few more minutes. I'm not going to hear it all live, but we'll put it in post so you can hear them, what the stuff they're writing, things I was talking about. I want to come back, though, and take your phone calls. I want to get into Tucker Carlson being demonized as anti-Semitic and putting words in Charlie's mouth, which he didn't, by Senator Ted Cruz. Then we got Trump saying Nat Newsom burned down L.A. on purpose. Yep, told you. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexmanstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, If you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Shows tinfoil hat kit now at thealexshowstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Disagree with me. Shane And I would go to him first, but I want to pull in videos first from a few days ago we don't have. As soon as we have it, we'll go to him. The team around him were the shooters. I have looked at this video. I'll give you my take on that in a moment. We'll also get the shot from behind we covered yesterday when we go to him as soon as they have the videos. But first, let's go in the order we're received here. Let's talk to Josh in Iowa. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex Jones.
Hey, brother. Go ahead.
Hey there. I wanted to call in about Charlie Kirk. I got a call to ministry in 2020, and one of the things that started to happen to me from that was having encounters in the cloud of witnesses, people that have already gone to heaven. And the night after Charlie passed, I felt like I got an encounter with Charlie's spirit, and there was a little bit of a message to it that was encouraging. And so I just wanted to share that a little bit and some insights on that.
All right, well, go ahead. A lot of people call in. They kind of do a call screening because you just talk radio. You do the screening on air. We're not screening your call. You're on the air.
Perfect. So, well, I got an idea of rewards that pass from heaven to earth. And so for Charlie, I got the idea that a lot of the rewards that passed for him were his character, his outstanding love and character, which really fueled the success in everything he did. But really a main reward being the reward for how well he loved his wife and children. That was highly rewarded. And then as far as his mission, in the Bible, there's even talk of the guys that you've heard about in the Bible where their reward really isn't complete without the rest of everybody else finishing the story. And so, yeah, just for everybody to have faith to finish the story and kind of access faith as a resource for the best outcome.
So well, that's right. That's why the left wants us to be silent and not carry out God's plan. Thanks for the call. All right, I said I'd go to callers first that disagreed. Shane in New Mexico disagrees. Let's hear what he has to say, then I'll show you the video he's talking about. Go ahead, Shane, you're on the air. What do you think happened?
Well, Alex, I got to say, I have a rule. I agree with you. I could call somebody a friend if I agree with them 80% of the time. I agree with you about 95% of the time, except for I'm having problems with the two guys standing behind him. And the reason I have a disagreement with you on that is I shut down last year a nonprofit that I worked with for 15 years and helped thousands of vets get off the streets out here. So I was never, when I was in the military, I was not the tip of the spear. I was in the rear of the gear. Okay. I have no problem saying that. But during that time, I had three individuals. I had Marine Recon, Sean. I had Cody, who was a Ranger. And I had a Green Beret, Greg. And these three individuals, I trusted enough to teach my sons how to shoot.
Okay, we don't have a thing for a long story. What are you saying about shooters there?
Story. My point is, those two men, these three men taught my sons signs. Those guys behind there, if you go on the military websites and pull them down and look, they're doing signs. So I don't know if the trans shooter actually knew the signs. And then you looked at the second shooter, and you looked at the videos of it. I think this guy's a fall guy. I think this guy's a patsy. I think there is a second shooter.
Let me just say something. There is a flash up in the stairwell behind about 70 yards away. In some of the footage, it looks like there is a bullet. We covered that yesterday. But what I want to be clear about is that all those military security guys are watching people in the crowd and stuff. They all do those military signs. We went and looked at it at other events about watch this, do that. So they are doing basically a military sign language. And so that's no secret. So are you saying because they're doing sign language, that means that they were involved somehow? How would the shooter?
The second shooter, there's something going on with the second shooter in their call sign. Because you look at some of those call signs and what they're doing.
There's breakdowns of those call signs. So what are you saying the call signs say?
I think they're saying shoot. Because if you look at the way the one guy puts his arm, then you go look at the Army, the way the Army does it and the way they're telling you to do it and the way the Marines tell you to do it, tell me I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll say I'm wrong. But the way they're doing that, and the way the videos show it, and the way those two guys are touching their arms, who are they talking to?
No, that's a good point. I mean, I've seen the graphs for years of, you know, SWAT team call signs, military call signs are basically the same. And, you know, this means stop. This means forward. I mean, there's a whole bunch of those. And I've looked at the signs.
Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, but I looked at the signs. It looks like go over here, look at that, you know, back up, check him. I'm not seeing the sign for, you know, for go or for shoot. But we should have, you know, that's a good idea. We should have military experts look at the call signs. Yeah, in fact, blow that up. I mean, if you look at it, they're doing, I mean, you can look at the signs they're doing, and then everybody can do this themselves. So you're absolutely right. That's important to do. That's a far place to be, though, from saying you think the security was involved. I appreciate your call. Now, let me show you the footage with audio that went super viral. People that mean well, I don't think they're bad people, saying, look, he's the guy that killed him. Well, we blew the video up. I did it on a big screen TV. And you can see he's got his arms crossed. Like everybody else, he jumps. When you see the blown out video and it's not zoomed in, boom, and he goes like this, and then he starts going for his gun. You see a cell phone, not the barrel of a pistol or handgun. Believe me, they're not going to be shooting him from 5 feet away on TV. That's just crazy. But people say, this is him being killed, and they go, because the shirt blows up. Well, that's the concussion of the bullet. But before we show that, let's show the footage, and this is from multiple angles, you can pull this up, of Kirk being shot in the left side of the neck. This is caught by a whole bunch of cameras, and then the back and side of the neck blow out. That's from the front. A bullet goes in, it mushrooms, it has a huge concussion, and then it blows out the back and side. Here it is.
Gang violence. Great.
Right there.
Okay, and again, we have an even better zoom in. Let's stop right there, because there's a lot of clips. We have it slowed down where you can see the hole. So that's the partially enhanced. I posted on Friday a super enhanced. So maybe we'll do this in post since we don't have it. We're going to be playing these clips a lot, so let's just have them ready. You've got the wide shot. You've got it blown up partially. You have it zoomed in. And you can see the hole in his neck on the front. We'll go to rebroadcast for a while. This is important. I want to have this. I'll go pull it off X. No problem. And we'll have it. This is important. I want to go ahead while we're finding that, because I've got to have this now. That's what I wanted. No big deal. No problem. You go to X Friday, reposted. Wilson has it. Just go get it from him. No problem. But I'm gonna address this. Maybe take the rest of the show. We have to cancel guests. We'll stay here until this is done. So I have a lot to cover. I haven't gotten to you on the Palisades fire and Trump coming out saying it's deliberate. That's a pretty big deal. We have a lot more here today. But while we find this, let's air SP1. The Podesta plan got us here, and then I will finish up on this and go back to your calls. But here's SP1. The Podesta plan got us here.
Enter the so-called Podesta plan. A plan that isn't a single, neatly titled document you can Google in a heartbeat. It's the insidious undercurrent of strategies hatched by John Podesta, the longtime Clinton operative and Obama whisperer, to weaponize division, radicalize the masses, and claw back power through engineered unrest. And at its rotten heart, the Podesta plan emerges from the WikiLeaks trove of over 50,000 emails hacked from Podesta's Gmail in 2016.
This is a legitimate email. John needs to change his password immediately. So the IT team said, yes, John, reset your password at that bit.ly link. Well, they actually say reset it at myaccount.google.com, which is the right link, but he just went back to the original email and used the bit.ly link, and then he got hacked.
These weren't just chit-chat about pizza parties. They revealed a calculated machine. Podesta, as Hillary's campaign chair and founder of the left-wing think tank Center for American Progress, plotting to plant the seeds of the revolution in America. One bombshell email from 2012 penned by activist Sandy Newman to Podesta floated the idea of hijacking religious voters for a progressive uprising.
What Kirk said was dangerous. What Kirk said was racist, rooted in white supremacy, nasty, and hate-filled.
Fast forward through the leaks and you see the blueprint solidify. Coordinate with media allies to amplify outrage, fund agitators through shadowy foundations, and stoke racial and cultural fault lines to delegitimize elections. It's not about winning votes. It's about winning the narrative war, turning dissent into dynamite.
Reaction to the Trump type?
Well, my reaction is it's disgusting. And I think people saw in real life what we've been saying for a long time, what Hillary said as far back as June, is that he's unfit to be president of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president-elect of the United States, Donald John Trump.
Post-2016, as Trump stormed the gates, Podesta and his ilk didn't slink away. They doubled down. Remember James Carville, the raging Cajun himself, teaming up with Podesta in leaked chats right after the election? They schemed to paint Trump as an existential threat to minorities and immigrants, priming blue cities for secession and street-level sabotage.
Trump is a criminal. Criminals like to be around other criminals.
And a mob boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podesta's fingerprints are everywhere, from emails coordinating with CNN's Donna Brazile to rigged town halls to whispers of pressuring donors like Saudi Arabia and Qatar over ISIS funding while ignoring Clinton Foundation ties.
But most scandalous is that one of the biggest donors to the supposedly progressive team is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, currently massacring dissidents in its own country, as well as thousands of Yemeni civilians. The Saudi regime funds the Clintons with at least tens of millions of dollars. And in 2015, the Saudi government also started paying $140,000 per month to the Podesta group.
Now, zoom to today, and the Podesta plan isn't theory. It's fully operational. With Trump back in the saddle and the deep state reeling, sources are buzzing about a Podesta-led Democrat plan for 1,500 protests across all 50 states, scripted riots in L.A., and false flags to frame Trump as a dictator, all to ignite a civil war scenario and seize power. Podesta's not just advising on climate scams like the Inflation Reduction Act's $370 billion green slush fund.
As Corrine noted, we're marking the one-year anniversary of a truly transformative piece of legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the largest investment in clean energy and climate action ever in the United States, in the history of the world. But first, I want to acknowledge that today's event is coming during a time of heartbreak as the toll of extreme weather fueled by climate change is being felt across the country and the world.
Now we're just trying to get the money out as fast as possible before they come in and, like, fuck up. It truly feels like we're on the Titanic and we're throwing, like, gold bars off the edge.
He's the architect of the unrest that keeps the masses distracted while the elite consolidate. This is the Podesta plan, orchestrated uprising, riding out into this very day. Infowars.com.
All right, so I saw the caller. I just want to show you the blown-up video. We have this from multiple angles. You see the bullet go in the front of the left side of his neck. You see it blow out the back and the side. So he may have been shot from the back, too. We see a flash back there. It looks like a bullet hits him. We need the autopsy. It hadn't been released yet. Better have been done. For what, an autopsy? We got big issues. So this is super blown-up. I hate to show this to people, but you see that? And then his body jolts, so that right after it hits, then you see the whole body jolt, and the muscle seizes. It clearly hit him in the neck, and that's what happens when he gets paralyzed. And I've talked to paramedics, medical doctors, you've heard him call in. That's what's going on out there. So he was not shot from the side. He was not shot from the back, though there was a flashback there. He could have been shot again, though you don't see. It looks like he is wearing a bulletproof vest, by the way. So you don't see another bullet, but we saw a flash, so we covered it. So the caller calls in, who I'm not mad at, and he goes, they're doing military science. Well, I looked at his other rallies, they're doing that too. But we need military people. I mean, I can do it myself. We can pull up one of the breakdowns that shows the signs. the dictionary of it. And so what are they saying? I see them directing people to go over here, go over there, do this, that. So I'm just not going to say, oh, this dude right next to him just shot him when he's got a cell phone under his arm. It's just not right. We don't know that guy's name. And again, he isn't shooting him from the side, and then it goes in his neck and out the back. The guy's over here, and a bullet hits him here, and this guy supposedly shoots him because he goes like this and has a cell phone in his hand. It's just, I get not wanting to believe anything you've heard or done. The left is running around calling for violence everywhere. They're celebrating it. And so everything is not a staged event in that somebody else did it. It could be that they piggybacked on it. I don't know. Definitely that happened in Pennsylvania with Crooks. 100%, that takes hours to go into. Second shooter, 100%, feds covering it up, all of it. I interviewed the investigators that Trump sent there for months to look at who got threatened by the FBI. Now here's how do you say her name? His name, Ermia Finanina, Iranian trans who's in charge of armed queers at that university. I think sometimes violence must happen. Overhead shot. So these groups and others were calling for violence. You have the groups affiliated with it posting he's dead tomorrow, at least six people, and people chanting, kill Charlie Kirk in the crowd. And then people doing staged freakouts saying they did it so they'd be a diversion. That shows the conspiracy. That shows the thing. But, oh, no, his security's doing hand signs. So they did it. I mean, this is just ignoring what's there because you want to believe something else. I don't mean to spend so much time on one issue. I want to get back, one caller. I want to get back on this issue with other people. But here is the individual that leads this paramilitary communist trans rage organization saying it. Here it is.
Some people say that it takes a violent protest to get people to listen. Do you agree or should they remain peaceful?
I agree. I absolutely agree. You know, I'm a member of the LGBTQ community, and our liberation and our rights came after the Stonewall riots. That's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, is that, you know, the LGBTQ movement started with Stonewall riots. I wouldn't even be able to be a student at this school if it wasn't for a violent riot that took place within a span of 3 days. So I absolutely agree that sometimes violent protests and really riots and those kinds of loud rebellions must take place for tangible change.
There's all this footage of them training with paramilitary weapons and disintegrating for violence. But we're supposed to ignore all that. All the Democrats out celebrating everywhere. Just ignore that. It's Netanyahu. All right, let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Aaron in Florida. Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad that guy called. This is going to tie to what he said, but there were allegedly two black hangings in that state. I think it was Alabama, within miles apart.
There were what? There were what?
Two hangings. Look it up with your crew. Look up two hangings that was in my news feed yesterday. Two hangings.
So you called in about Charlie Kirk, and now you're talking about hangings in Mississippi.
No. This is tied. This is tied because it's with the guy that said that, the sign signals. Like, as soon as the guy talking to Charlie Kirk, he had mentioned, as soon as he answered the question, boom, shot. I'm sure both of y'all, like, that was the signal part of the conspiracy you just mentioned. Happened to Nick Apollo, you know, after his show. Hey, I brought my daughter here because she wanted to punch you, and before he could finish, punched in the face. Boom, instant. So that's kind of similar. But, yeah, it's just like I tried to work for Soros to get in and see, like, oh, is this crazy crap or what? You sit in a circle like AA, announce who you, they know who you are, what you're doing. This is all Soros-tied, CIA, Project Markenberg. Gabber's just admitting it finally or mentioning it again. And now, as soon as this assassination, you have, boom.
By the way,
like,
it is two people now found hanging from trees in Mississippi. What the hell? And then they shut down the black churches. Well, look at this. ABC News anchor gushes over touching love text. We'll get to that, but look at this. This is a key article on Infowars.com. how brainwashing tactics rejected by the chief of CIA psychologists ended up in public schools as social emotional learning. This is what's going on. This is an important article on Infowars.com. Go ahead.
It, what's problem is our comprehension. We get blown with all this information, what's going on. And
okay,
like,
but you're really
evidence-
informed, and I'm following most of what you say because I'm somewhat of an expert on this, but the general listeners are like, what are you talking about? Boil down what you're saying.
Oh, man. The sight you're talking about it clear as day. I mean, I'm getting lost in my words, Alex. I brought up the hanging thing first. I just, my heart racing. You keep showing this. Like, I cried 3 days, and like the second day, my neighbor's like, hey, did you hear Charlie? Tell that to Charlie Kirk. And I was just, do you know what he stands for? And I was just crying, and he come back the same day, like, wow. He's watched, like, this thing's changing, you know? Like, this is bigger than us, and I think.
Absolutely, because they're putting out fake quotes of him saying mean things to black people. None of it's real. Just like people found out Trump said the KKK are terrible people, not great people. People went, what? He actually said that? That woke up so many people. I appreciate your call. And look, I get it. There's a lot of points to this, and I got a lot of what you were saying, but even you were like, yeah, this is confusing. The left is everywhere saying they want violence. They're celebrating it. They're out saying they're going to do it. We're showing it to you. He had people helping him on the ground. All this prior knowledge. That's what everything points at. And if we don't see the FBI go and bring all this out, then they are involved. Let's go to Shaq in Georgia. Shaq, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, thank you for covering this. You know, one of the points that you brought up actually reminded me of COINTELPRO, and it was something done against black people and white people, right, to really cull the minds of the general public. And to that, you know, I really do think the gentleman that they have right now, he just doesn't look like the killer to me. I'm just saying allegedly. It looks like it may not be him. I'm glad if they did catch him and if he is, but it just doesn't look right. And now we've got leaders not even calling for peace, but they're also going after free speech just immediately on both sides. Because, you know,
well, that's what Tucker said 6 months ago when I was in a studio. He said, I think they're going to stage really violent events to come out of free speech. And now that's happening. You know, I got to tell you, they have footage of him walking down the hall there after the shooting. Two photos are real. One's AI they put out. But if you really look at it, it's different lighting when it's fluorescent light down versus straight on. Looks like the same person to me.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, if they did catch him, I'm grateful, but I really don't want them to stop looking because it's just been a week. Like, we just made.
Sure, well, let me
today.
Ask you this. I'm going to come back to you. You know he's confessed, right? I mean, I don't think the local government's involved in the cover-up, too. So, we have a manifesto. We have the trans group saying he'll be dead tomorrow. I mean, I understand not believing the system, but I mean, the trans people are running around killing people all the time. I mean, we'll be right back. Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I was shaking up the knees. Could I come again, please? Yeah, the pain is what you pay. You've been
thunderstruck. The bottom line is nobody believes anything comes out of the government. But the government's not as confident as you think. And now they know they're being watched. They're not very good at false flags anymore. And so, I get it. The listeners think that this guy didn't kill him. And they think he got shot from the side, got shot in the front. I've gone to independent, you know, raw video and seen it. And I'll just keep reporting the facts. Like I said, it was trans on Thursday. It is. And they're going to kill a bunch more people. And just remember, when they kill more people, people are going to then say, Netanyahu, Netanyahu, Netanyahu. Netanyahu's got plenty of evil stuff he's doing without us having to attach stuff to him. Now, the Netanyahu lobby is trying to take over Kirk's identity and his show and his stuff. That's the real fight Tucker Carlson is talking about. By the way, I was out of town when Charlie Sheen was here last week for Rogan. And he's interviewing with Tucker right now. They just called me just a minute ago during that break. But I'd lost touch because I changed my number with Charlie. He's clean and good now. That's great. So expect Charlie Sheen on the show. I'll just leave it at that. Shaq in Georgia, finishing up with what you were saying, COINTELPRO was the FBI, but it was even more competent at bad stuff. Going out, I know you know, people should look into it, getting people to kill people, manipulating people, using patsies, like the killing of Martin Luther King. Absolutely, this stuff goes on. That's why we should look at it. And I think it's good to investigate all this. I'm not saying investigate it, but what do you say to the left saying he'd be dead the day before in the town and celebrating it and now calling for more deaths, but they're not behind it, though? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think it's a cult mentality, if you can follow me on
no,
that
I agree.
Track. They definitely just captured people and said, hey, you are a marginalized community. They're coming after you. You have to galvanize to go back after them. And they've really inserted the us-them mentality to the point where everybody's questioning everything and not trusting, but that's the way you destabilize a country. Obama actually had a speech, I think maybe a couple years ago, when he was like, if you put just enough distrust and enough trust, you're going to be able to muddy the waters. This has been the goal, and now we're here. Now they're coming after free speech. You know, I'm grateful for my pastor because he said, you know what, with everything that's happened, you guys need to be the light of the world in darkness. He didn't mention the names of the individuals that committed the crimes. He didn't even mention the names of the victims, but he focused on us as our hearts as Christians and said, look, the world is dark. You guys have to be the light. You have to be the example.
Well, that's right. They killed him because he was a real Christian and promoting unity.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did cover this on my show, Unfiltered Vision News. If you guys want to check me out, I'm on X, Facebook, and YouTube, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern.
Well, that's great. Maybe we should have you on as a guest.
I'm trying to be a little you.
Well, yeah, no, that's great. What's your name, Shaq?
Yeah. I formally go by Dr. Hashaki Noni Nichols. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should have you on as a guest. In fact, guys, get her on as a guest. You sound like a smart lady.
Thank you, sir.
Guys, get her information. Let's have her on as a guest. By the way, we're going to go like at least 19 hours a day live soon when we figure out what's going on with InfoWars. Notice I'm not even talking about InfoWars. Look at this headline. Total crap, all of it disinformation. You'd read this. And it's all how I'm a total fraud. My lawyers are all liars. And our bond has been revoked. You automatically, in Texas, when you're on appeal, have a bond. They can't shut your company down when you're on appeal. But you read that article, it's nothing about that in Bloomberg. It's all about how I'm a criminal because the judge said so on a stand. Because, see, she's protected from defamation saying that while she does that. Alex Jones denied $10 bond to avoid $50 million Texas judgment. It's on appeal. And if you are negative, which we show with CPAs, money-wise, then it's just a $10 bond because you're on appeal. But you read the article, oh, Jones is the greatest criminal ever. His lawyers are criminals. But I'm not going to sanction these guys. She can't even make the ruling she made. But she did it because she's a literal Antifa Soros that flies into work on a broom. I'm serious. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got a state rep that was a witness to Kirk's execution last Wednesday. 7 days ago, seems like a million years ago, also 5 seconds ago, joining us to talk about his views, the trans cult in the area, the governor that I call a Democrat, he's a Republican, but it's the same thing, like, so many of these so-called Republican governors are really Democrats. That's all coming up. But let's race through some calls right now. If the guest leaves, we'll continue with calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Tanya in Florida. Tanya, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to point out that my fear is that Charlie's just the first of many to come, because this is I'm familiar with Russ Dizdar. He used to be on with Hagman all the time, and Steve Quayle would talk to him. You may want to reach out to those guys and pick their brains on Russ Dizdar.
Say that again?
Russ Dizdar?
Yeah, I've seen interviews, yes.
Well, yes.
Remind me what he said.
Satanic ritualistic abuse.
Oh, yeah.
It's
And now they've gone from CIA laboratory, so they've externalized it, as this report I showed you. And InfoWars details. I mean, this is admitted CIA brainwashing externalized to the schools. They admit they're using it. I mean, this article is so important. How brainwashing tactics rejected by a CIA psychologist ended up in public schools and social emotional training. This is mind control.
Yes, and this could be why the current guy they're saying he admitted to it, that maybe he didn't actually do it, and he's under mind control. And maybe
We have to look at that.
Right. And I also want everybody to know that because this is good versus evil, we need to do what Charlie would do and say Christ is king. When you run up against somebody that looks like they're filled full of demons, like you did the other day in D.C., just say to them, you know, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. And, you know, if you happen to get killed at that moment by that demon, at least you were on the right path. That's all, you know, we need a revival, because that is the only thing that is going to defeat this. And I really fear that they're turning the switch on these people, because Russ Dizdar.
Absolutely. It's mass mind control. They're activating the Podesta plan. I said the trans cult would be the tip of the spear. I go out. I'm a public figure. I experience it. I also have instinctive spiritual instincts. And I'm telling you, this is, I said months ago and I said weeks ago, it's going to get worse. I mean, did Netanyahu run the killer at the Catholic Church 3 weeks ago? No. Again, I'll go after Netanyahu all day. He's bad. We already know that. But we don't need to sit here and lie and make everything about Israel. And again, That's not what Tucker's doing. They're trying to take over Charlie's identity and say he was pro-war and pro-Netanyahu, which he wasn't. That's why Candace and that's why Tucker and all them are exposing this, not to bash Israel, but because of Netanyahu, we're not going to let them take over Charlie's identity. Thank you. A few more calls, we'll go to our guests and back to your calls. Let's go to Bill in North Carolina. Says, Kirk hate has no hope. BLM. Go ahead and tell us your view on that, Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, by the way, thank you and your staff for everything. Hate has no home. You've seen these yard signs all over your neighborhood, all over states. And
I have. They're all over Austin.
And they're part of Black Lives Matter, a part of the queer agenda and everything else, because I can't remember the alphabet fully. But if you make an observation, I think you'll agree with me. The people that are most likely to celebrate and dance around and do the joy hop at the death of Charlie Kirk are the same people with the hate has no home here signs in their front yard.
That is 100% true.
Beyond that, I've noticed there are people on the internet saying, look, I'm an engineer. I got fired because I said the wrong thing. Here's somebody smart enough to be an engineer, but totally incapable of understanding he is rooted in the island of total imbecility. These people have got to be trained. I don't care what it takes to train them, but they got to be trained. And one other thing, too, very quickly about this separation we're seeing over Charlie Kirk. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I love her, but she suggested we split the country and put it. I don't want to give these people anything. I don't want to give them one inch of property because of their promoted insanity.
Sure, I mean, I think she's saying cut federal funds to their states and have a psychological division.
Well, God bless her if that's the case, but the idea of splitting the nation, some
no,
them,
I agree, because they'll
them,
use those like communists as exploitation bases to attack.
This is our nation. Anyway, that's everything I
no,
got.
No, we cannot abandon people in the blue states. Let me tell you something. Yes. I don't get mobbed in Lubbock, Texas. I mean, I run to a lot of fans. I don't get mobbed at a country store. Okay, in the middle of East Texas. I mean, I shake a few hands. I got mobbed in Los Angeles. I got mobbed in D.C. We ran live feeds. People saw it. And literally half the people walking past me when I was doing a live feed, or they would find me in the middle of a field, 300 yards from Washington Monument, nobody around me. And people were just, you saw it running up. Hispanic, Asian, Black, White. And again, it's not about me. It's about the message of freedom. We get there Thursday night. I go out and shoot reports of Washington Monument live. I shake a bunch of hands, National Guard, all of it. Asian women, Hispanic women. It was mainly almost every Asian I saw was a listener. It was crazy. Even people that could barely speak English, but also that did. I go back to the Willard. I walk in, and immediately both Black bellhops walk over, one about 60, another about like 25. They go, we love you, Mr. Jones. They both had African accents. They were African migrant, hard-working people, I'm sure, legally. And they go, we just saw you at the monument. Please be careful. We were just watching back there. I mean, that's got to scare the system. I mean, because it's not about me. Freedom is explosive and desired. California is not really blue. It's election fraud. It's gerrymandering.
Well, that's right. And the number one, at least the very top end of the leftist and the globalist in this country, the number one thing they use fundamentally is deception. But the other thing is they carry a magnifying glass wherever they go to make it appear through robotics or anything else available that they're about half the country. These people are freaks, and they're on the edge, a very fringe of thinking and thought.
They are, and now the trance has broken and people aren't intimidated to be called names by them. But the problem is when they call you a Nazi, you don't have to then become one because they said you were to say screw you. You have to just say, I'm my own person. Great points. Let's take one more call. We'll go to our guest and calls after he leaves. Let's go to Joe on Israel and Kirk's death. Go ahead, Joe, from Tennessee.
Hey, Alex. Great to hear from you. I just wanted to say that I think it's unfair to, like, criticize people that are saying it might be Israel. I mean, Charlie Kirk was saying he was being threatened by powerful Jewish donors. He was scared of Israel. You have a lot of people that are saying, so it's kind of like when somebody gets murdered, you ask, and you're a detective and you find out he was saying
hey, this guy was threatening me. I was scared of him. You know, you have to take that guy as a potential, like, you know, criminal.
Joe, let me just say, Joe, hold on. I 100% agree with you, but you just, if you're talking about me, you just did what's happening, that it's not right. I've said it's completely reasonable to think Israel can be involved. I've said, in a way, it's positive that the public believes nothing they're hearing, but it all kind of gets a little wild after that. And I'm saying I've not seen evidence of that. I have six trans people saying he'll be dead tomorrow and then bragging once he's dead. I have people staging that they killed him so he could escape. I have the Democrats and the liberals celebrating it. And I know they're killing a bunch of people, so I'm saying he's shot in the front of the throat. You can see it. Not by his security. So I'm simply saying I'm being beat up for saying it appears to me that it is what we've been told, we should keep investigating. So you're not saying me having my view is not attacking people that want to raise this. You agree with that, right?
Yeah, I just get a little upset because you kind of paint us into a corner like we blame Israel for everything, and I don't. I would like to say that I think that wound in the front was an actual exit wound. I think that the bullet that you can see went beneath his ear and out that exit wound. And I also, you know, if all these crazy trannies did this, why was the evidence destroyed? Why were they tearing down all the banners and the cameras within an hour of him being shot?
I think that's suspicious. I think people get overwhelmed probably, and they were just breaking it down like any event. But let me just say that that's wrong. I shot a lot of stuff, okay? No people. And it is a large entrance wound, but you see it open. You see it open. Guys, roll the blow up, please. The blown up footage right now, over and over again. I want people to see this. Footage got you last hour. You see it, the hole open. You see the jolt. Slow it down if you can't even more. You see it open, and then the jolt, and then the blood spew out. Now, I said that looks bigger than the 30-06 to me, at least a 338 Lapua. But that's not being shot from the side like everybody's saying, or the back. So, boom. I mean, I'm not an expert like Delta Force or something, but the Delta Force guys I've talked to, on air and off, and the Navy SEALs, say it looks like a frontal shot. So I'm just reporting what I think. What do you think?
Well, I think if you follow the track of that bullet that you can see, that would be where the exit wound would come. And I also think if he was shot in the front like that, you would have seen a lot of splatter.
Let me ask you again, Joe. Joe, let me ask you a question. If it was a full metal jacket, which you wouldn't use to kill somebody, it was a full metal jacket, then that could happen. But if he wasn't shot with a full metal jacket, you would have a gigantic hole in the exit. You would have his whole neck would blow out. Instead, you see the back blow out. I mean, let me ask you a question. Joe, you ever shot any wild hogs or any deer, any antelope, any elk?
Not for a while, but I know that usually an entry wound you can hardly see. You have to,
I agree that it's a little large. So I think we should investigate it. I think that's fair.
And I do think you can see the bullet and the trajectory would go through his ear and out that little hole. One quick thing, though, I'd like to mention, Alex. There was a witness wearing red and being interviewed, and he said he heard the gun from the left, which would have been where that flash comes from. And within a second or two, he was mobbed by like five FBI-looking guys wearing red shirts. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but you should find it.
All right. Well, I'll look into it. Thanks for the call. I got to get to our guest. Thank you. And I love debate. I love callers calling in. I don't think the last caller is bad to raise this. Maybe I'm a little prejudiced because I see millions of posts. Millions. Jones works for Mossad. It's pathetic. I'm trying to get stuff right here, folks. And, I mean, okay, if somebody else did kill him, how do you know it's Israel? I mean, it's just, again, okay, he's critical Israel, okay? I don't want some tranny to kill me on the street of Austin, and then all you guys run around and say, oh, Mossad did it. It's just, it's a search for truth, folks. All right. For the rest of the hour, we'll go back to calls after that. Phil Lyman is a fifth-generation son of Utah, Philip K. Lyman, and he's been a state representative previously, served 6 years as a state legislator, and he received a full and just pardon from President Trump as well, unrelated to the persecution. He later served 6 years as a state legislator, continuing his fight for transparency and accountability in government. In December 2020, he received a full and just pardon for President Trump, vindication for his principled resistance when he exposed Uranium One. He is present at the Utah Valley University event on September 10th and met with Charlie Kirk just before he took the stage. And I kind of butchered your bio here, but you're really an expert on this neocon rhino governor, Spencer Cox. So I'm going to try to give you the floor to go wherever you want here, Phil, but you were there on record, and I know you're a respected guy and are also really concerned about these leftist groups. What do you think's really going on here?
Well, first of all, thanks, Alex, and thanks for everything you do. And I know it is a search for truth, and it's interesting because I was there. I was a witness to everything that happened. I was talking to Charlie just before he took the stage. I said, hey, it's good to have you here in Utah. Charlie was a friend of mine through my campaign. And so then what I told my wife was like, you know, being there is almost harder to grasp the reality than watching the coverage afterwards. And it takes several days. I'm talking to quite a few people now, calling some of these kids that were there. Are you doing okay? It's like, well, I was doing okay for a few days. Now I'm struggling here. And I can totally relate to that. What I told her yesterday when I woke up, I said, we know one thing, Charlie Kirk died and it was not of natural causes. So somebody did this and all of the, and that's like, let's first establish that there was a murder that took place. Now, whether it was Tyler Robinson or whether it was something bigger, it's all connected to a disease, a cancer that's running through our society. And I've been fighting this at the state level for a very long time. On the same day that Charlie Kirk was assassinated, the governor made an announcement of a partnership between his Disagree Better initiative and Utah's Dignity Index. Now, the Dignity Index was launched a few years ago by a group of people that call themselves conservative Republicans that are anything but. And the Dignity Index is measuring, they're tracking, they're watching. They track your speech and they give you a score based on your Dignity Index. And then what happens if you have a low score? Well, then you're identified as, you know, a problem person, a person who asks questions, by the things that you say, by the posts that you like. It's ironic, Alex. This happens to be the 12th year anniversary of my indictment on misdemeanor conspiracy to trespass charges, totally trumped up political charges. And all of it is designed to put a chill on people asking questions and being, you know, a lifelong Utahan and being very involved and watching these things happen. I live down in the sticks, down in the uranium country. And I did watch the Uranium One deal go down real time with the executives of Uranium One and Frank Giustra brokering that deal and giving $130 million to the Clinton Foundation. All these things that we watch happen and then designations coming, you know, to protect resources when what it is locking up resources. And I've told people for years, the only thing we know for sure is that we're being lied to and that we're being played. And Charlie's message was so powerful and the day was so powerful. And I look now at those 3,000 kids that observed that happen. A lot of them, you know, brokenhearted and struggling to make ends of this and trying to understand. But what they are saying loud and clear is we don't like being lied to. Now I'll give you just one other, you know, having been there, and I also coincidentally, that is right on my old my family's old homestead, UVU is, and I have a lot of cousins that are still right there. And a lot of people that I know in that neighborhood, and they're saying, we have videotape. We have this. We show this individual coming off the roof and getting in a car with another individual. We have all of these things that are not being told to us.
Well, yeah. Let's just stop right there. So you're there. You're at old school. Literally the land the college is on is your family, just like Just like Baylor is literally land my family donated, which is just crazy. It was up for my dad's surgery a month ago, and it was just like crazy because like, oh yeah, we gave him that land. So you're a you know, old school, you know, Utah person, and you're saying you're talking to him and he gets in a car, he's got help. Clearly you got people staying. We said we did it so he could get away. You have six trans people saying we're going to kill him tomorrow. There's the conspiracy right there. We better start hearing about this. So start over. What are you being told by people that were there? You were there too.
So I mean, just yesterday, someone comes in and says, we've got video. He came off the roof. He walked up, he came up here to the, parking lot, got in the car with an individual and they drove away. Well, that's not the story that came. So that he escaped another route. And there are people who are coordinating this thing. I do not believe that 30-06 that they showed recovered in the bushes was ever on the roof. I think it was in the bushes to start with. And now I'm not saying that Tyler Robinson wasn't on the roof. I'm not saying he didn't pull a trigger. I was in very, very close proximity. I'd left the
sure, well, this
the
is what I've been looking for. Yeah. So that's why you're here. And get these witnesses on. You can come on tomorrow for 3 hours. You tell us who to have on that are eyewitnesses. We want them because I'm just not going to say there's a cover up or other people without evidence. Right. When we get the evidence, we are going. 100%. So wait, you're credible. You've been a state rep. You're very respected. Everybody. So you're saying, wow, you talked to witnesses that he had help. And you got this guy, Zinn, literally saying he staged seconds after that he killed Kirk to be it so the guy could get away.
Yeah. George Zinn is not an unknown character in Utah politics. He's everywhere. He's an irritant to every candidate. He's involved in everything. The fact that George Zinn was taken seriously for 5 minutes, if he truly did create a distraction so that this kid could get away, or that so somebody could get away, there's a story there. The other thing,
well,
that,
he says he did it right away and says he did.
Oh yeah, he's saying I did it. He's got a banana in his pocket to look like a gun. It's like,
and he's now been charged with obstruction. So clearly,
yeah, and they found kiddie porn on his phone. I think he was compromised to start with.
So clearly you have six trans people saying he's dead tomorrow. What about these local militias? These, we got the clips of them saying violence is good. I mean, who is this fruitcake? This Iranian.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right here in Utah. Yeah. Pushing for more violence and things like that. So another interesting thing, like I say, I left the front of the stage. I wanted to meet some of my friends and bring him down front. So I was clear at the east end and I heard this loud boom. I heard this loud bang. And I turned around and I'm looking like, what was that? And pretty soon some people started, you know, running. Everyone was trying to process. And I thought, this is a gunshot and there's going to be more of them. I thought it could turn into a mass shooting. So I go to the people closest to me. Everyone's ducking down behind the concrete, retaining walls. And some of them were still kind of oblivious, but there were two people that were standing there. Two girls, very goth, very black, you know. And I just walked, and I stepped up to the side of them. And I said, did that not happen right here? Did you hear that? Was that right here? And they said, yeah, it was just right over there. So they're confirming, yeah, the shooter or wherever that sound came from is right here. The thing that didn't really dawn on me is that they were not running. They were not frightened. In fact, as I stepped up, I heard one of the girls, and they were talking to each other and they're looking at these kids, looking at the scene down below them of all these people fleeing for their lives. And she says, go F yourselves. Like I said, I was not processing that. I was trying to figure out what was going on. I thought this is a separate conversation. I don't know what it is. In hindsight, as I've watched that over and over, it's like these people were not afraid. If they're saying the shooter's right over here, he's right behind us.
Yeah, what about the guy that jumps up is going, yay, yay, yay?
Well, yeah, he clearly wasn't afraid, but there was a segment of people there who were oblivious. There were other people who were scared for their lives. And then there were people there who had obvious contempt, not just for Charlie Kirk, but for all the people that were there supporting Charlie Kirk. And they weren't afraid for their lives. Now, if somebody's shooting a high-powered gun, you're going to be afraid.
And yeah, unless you're in the know, too, which they obviously bragged to each other.
Yeah.
Then that, you're not acting like this.
Right.
Well, reportedly, they were chanting, too, kill Charlie Kirk.
One of the people there said, you know, walked out and he said, you know, they're all kind of scurrying. Somebody says,
hold on, stay right there. Like we're back. Stay right there, sir.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take 2 of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Phil Lyman is dropping bombshell after bombshell. He's a former state rep, very respected. He was there, talked to Kirk Mintz before he was killed. And what he's saying is reported by everybody there, too. It's in the news that, yeah, people... Shannon killed Charlie Kirk. You've got people jumping up celebrating. Oh, look, he's on the roof right before it happens. And after, yay, do it. It's on video. You got at least six trans people, some of them in this trans communist death cult militia, saying he'll be dead tomorrow. You got Phil Lyman, our guest, saying that he talked to people that saw the patsy, the shooter, whatever he is, that's been indicted, capital murder, reportedly confessed, getting in a car. You've got even Steve Bannon saying it sounds like a setup, the text messages he sent. Clearly, something else is going on here. I just don't know what it is, so I'm not going to say, oh, the bodyguard shoots him under the arm. It's clearly a cell phone. And people get mad at me. No, this guy killed him. I don't see that. It, you know, he's shot in the front. Even if he's shot in the back, it's the back or the front, not the side. I mean, I'm just not going to accuse innocent people of murder. And listeners, I'm not censoring you when you call in or I disagree with you. This is what this is about. It's like with Harrison. 95% of what Harrison says, it's good to debate. And Harrison understands that. Other hosts haven't. We're trying to figure the truth out here. I don't like pick a narrative I think is the best for the show, and then I put it out. That's not me. You got the wrong person, if that's what you're looking for. So Phil, recap being there on the ground, feet away when this happens, the bombshells you drop, you were finishing up with what's been in the news. People said people were chanting, and I've listened to the audio because there's so many people you hear like, you're like, kill, kill. I hear some of it there, kind of like with the stabber or the woman on the train. You got to turn the audio up because it's just a little microphone and a camera. You hear him saying, I got that white girl. I got that white girl. But you got to really listen careful. You got to turn it up. People said he said that. They had witnesses. He said it. But it's still hard to hear. But you were there. Did you hear people say, chanting before he got killed, kill Charlie Kirk? Or what did you hear?
I did not hear that before. You know, what I told, Bannon yesterday, you know, Charlie brings the party with him. And when he showed up, it was a party. And nobody was anticipating that 10 minutes later it was going to turn into chaos. We assumed this was the party. There were people up there, you know, chanting F Charlie Kirk, F Charlie Kirk, and he blew him some kisses. You know, it's like this is an open college campus event. So there's plenty of that stuff going on. I didn't hear anybody saying kill Charlie Kirk. The thing that was interesting to me was the people who were clearly very engaged in what was happening, unafraid of being shot themselves while other people are fleeing for their lives. And they have obvious contempt for those people. And then I'll tell you another thing, Alex, that troubles me. And it's the narrative that we do know. And that's that right off the bat, the Governor Cox comes out with his, you know, oh, you know, we were hoping it was going to be somebody else, but it's one of us. And we've got him and we've got his text messages and it's so clear and everything is just, this is all done, you know, thank me very much. I'm, you know, it's like, stop this because there's still a lot of questions and we still don't know exactly what happened, but the way this played out from an official standpoint was horrible. And I told somebody early on, it's like, you know, it's going to be really hard for Spencer Cox to maintain his new identity as the nation's leading investigative, you know, forensic investigator. And he can't. So as soon as they start asking questions like, well, what about this with this gun? What about his clothes? What about the changing? He can't answer those things because he's out of his league. But what he is doing is setting the narrative really, really clearly. This is one of us. This is coming right from our own communities right here. And then he has to kind of backtrack. Well, you know, he's got a boyfriend. Well, it's this. And so all of these things are just like so cut and dry. It's like open and closed in way too short of a time.
And let's talk about his record. I call him a Democrat. He's a Republican. He's for open borders, election fraud, illegals voting. He's got a really bad record.
So he brought in the DEI initiative in a really, really big way with COVID, with the SARS money after the COVID stuff, $100 million committed to instituting DEI in Utah. University of Utah has one of the premier clinics for transgender surgery. People come from all over the country to Utah to have this transgender, you know, procedures performed. That's
mutilation.
And it's not a group of doctors that got together. It's the University of Utah. It's the state funded school that is doing these things and the ideology that comes out of this.
And I'm told this is a real nest of violence and trans militias, right?
Yeah. It radicalization. And it's happening at our universities. It's ironic that you take a kid like Tyler Robinson from a good family, an LDS family, a Mormon family here in Utah, rural, all of these things that would say this kid should be out hunting deer, not shooting people. And he goes off to college, becomes this radical person wearing socialist shirts, you know.
Democrat and socialist, say, well, okay, living with a man.
Yeah. And you can say, oh, well, that's clearly not a larger agenda because it's just, you know, it's just the trans community. Well, the trans community is a larger agenda for what's happening to Utah and in Utah and across the country. And you've got a governor who's pushing
through the dignity
agenda.
And so why is a so-called Republican governor helping put roots in?
Why? Did you say why?
Yeah. Why is a so-called Republican helping put the roots in of this satanic ideology?
I mean, he is connected to Joe Biden. He was, you know, what better person to have than a governor from a deep red state like Utah? And I mean, and same thing with this Charlie Kirk event.
So I know you don't like to speculate. Get to what the point you want to make, but let me just ask before I forget.
Yeah, sure.
Let's speculate because everybody else is doing it. Everybody says it's Israel. Okay, show me evidence. Who would be behind this? Who stands to gain? You're saying.
So, all right, speculating. I think there's a group of people who want to undermine the GOP. I think they want to undermine the nation. I think Utah is a testing ground for that. It's like the place where they have tried this out, and it's been going for longer than Spencer Cox.
It's really bad in Utah to act like you're Republican, but you're not.
Right. So you get this whole culture of, you know, drop all of your animosity, drop, you know, it's all work together. We are the beehive state after all. So, I mean, it's like a natural fit to come to Utah and take people who are kind of used to having maybe the narrative presented to them that we're supposed to just get behind, which from a religious standpoint, I don't argue that that's got a place. But people take that and they exploit that and they use that against the good people, against the virtuous intentions of the people that live in this state.
So you're saying whoever did this because they thought they'd get everybody in line.
Well, I think the people that did this to continue their march of undermining the GOP, undermining the Republican Party.
Well, by the way, Charlie got Trump elected, and we all did, but more than anybody, he was their number one target the last 6 months, so... To me, I think straight up Democrats.
Yeah. Somebody said it yesterday. It's, you know, it's like you have two Republican parties and they're trying to kill the Charlie Kirk Republican Party. And
exactly. And nobody, so who's going to take it over? That's the big question.
Well, Spencer Cox has that in mind too, but it's not about Spencer Cox. It's not about that individual because he's backed by other powerful groups that are very involved. I mean,
but imagine your gut. You were there. Who do you, if there is, I mean, I see leftists calling for his death, celebrating it. I see the trans cult killing everybody. I say, okay, them, but I'm open. How do you undermine the Republicans and who's behind it? I know you can't, I'm asking speculation.
Yeah. So I can totally envision. An individual climbing up on that roof from 145 yards away and with a .30-06 with a good scope, pulling the trigger and hitting somebody like Charlie Kirk in the neck. And, you know, somebody else comes on and says, oh, that was no way. That's a .30-06. That would have blown his head off. It's like, no, that's not what a .30-06. People who have hunted, you shoot a deer, you don't blow them apart. It's a hunting rifle. And I can totally see that happening. So you get all of this misinformation. What I didn't like, and I'll tell you this, was the picture of this kid in the stairway. And then when Kash Patel said, oh, we used AI to enhance the picture. And now it looks very much like Tyler Robinson. The picture didn't look like him before. And I'm looking, come on, you know, that's not AI enhancement. That's changing this to look like the person that you want us to believe happened. So, and what I've said is you can't unscramble an egg. And that feels to me like what's happening. And if I'm the FBI, I may very well do that for a good purpose so that I can carry out an investigation.
Sure. But that taints it right away. Plus he said they found who did it before. Well, let's go back to the last video. And I've had major FBI whistleblowers analyze this, but I can see it myself. He has a bag. It looks like he has a gun there. People are saying there's no gun. When you see him running, it looks like he has a 30-06 in a bag there. Once he gets, see right there, he drops it. You see it right there? He has it, and he grabs it. And so it's right there. And you see him running. You see it hanging down beside him. You know, see this?
Yeah.
And now he's got the bag right there. That's a 30-06.
Picks it up.
Yeah, that's it right there. Somebody's like, I don't see a gun. Sure. You know, I don't see a gun. Okay. Well, I sure do.
That's fine. That doesn't. I'm not trying to disprove this. That's why I said I could totally envision a scenario.
No, I'm just looking at a bag there that looks like a rifle. So I'm just saying this is the footage that's released. So I'm not even trying to defend the official story. I'm just saying everybody says there's no rifle in the video. He drops it in the drainage thing, you know, so there it is. See that bag?
Yeah, I see that bag. And to me, it doesn't look long enough to be carrying that rifle. So they say, well, he disassembled the rifle. And it's like, well, then he put it back together before he put it in the woods. So this angle that you've got here, I think this is probably from official, college footage. Well, he runs over into a neighborhood where a bunch of neighbors also have Ring cameras and are taking video. It's like, but those videos aren't coming.
We need to see that.
About. So what's that?
We need to see that video for the neighborhoods.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
We know the FBI asked for that. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you question it. I get that. I'm all for that. Then you say undermine Republicans. How does that happen? How does this work?
Well, when you say questioning, I'm not trying to solve the murder day of exactly what happened. But what I do see happening is this narrative that's being put in place by key individuals in Utah who I know very well and key organizations. It's ironic that the same day that this starts coming out, that you've got a group of people pushing the narrative, Spencer Cox, 2028, Vance Cox, 2028. He needs to run for president. It's interesting that you have a governor who dominates all of the press conferences, who is out in front speaking on this. And I'm not the only one who noticed that. You know, I've got people at the national level saying, why aren't we hearing from Kash Patel? Why are we not hearing from the chief of police?
That's where I wanted to go here, because I respect you and I've got questions. So I wasn't like disagreeing. I want to hear it. Now you're talking. Yeah. You're saying it's a PR stunt to get him positioned by the Democrats or the deep state to be J.D. Vance's running mate. Now you got my attention. That makes sense. So explain this to me.
If the purpose is to, you know, undermine, say the ideology of Donald Trump, we'll call it MAGA for lack of a better term. You got a governor here who hates MAGA and has said that from the beginning. And whenever he talks about disagreeing better, it's always like, even if a person is MAGA, even if it's your uncle who believes in MAGA, we can still be understanding. We can still get along with each other. And it goes back to this dignity index. It goes back to the University of Utah. It goes back to the think tanks here in Utah that are driving this ideology to basically gut the Republican Party. And then, and if we want to take it a step further, then we get into the elections themselves, which are a sham. You've got a red state, Utah, the only red state that has universal mail-in ballots. The governor and the lieutenant governor control every aspect of the election. You can't look at anything. Now you got the DOJ out here suing to say, we want to look at your voter rolls. And the lieutenant governor is saying, we'll give you some of them. We're not giving
you all. Now I get you. You have the left take over Mormons internally. You got 30% of the CIA, FBI being Mormon, but they're not even really Mormon, you're saying. And then this deep state operation uses that because they have control of the narrative to then position him to be the VP for J.D. Vance. What are you saying?
Yeah. It's infiltration. It's not beating the Republicans. It's infiltrating the Republicans in a red state like Utah.
Yeah, I got a call. This morning by Army Special Operations officers, basically saying the same thing. But I didn't tell you that. I wanted to see what you had to say because I'm not sure that's it. But now you're on to something.
You know, and there again, like I say, I people, you know, discredit the shooter on the roof. It's like, no, I think a person could shoot a person in the neck.
Well, no, but what they do is they piggyback like crooks in Pennsylvania. He was with the government. He was in government safe houses. They scrubbed it up. He was there shooting. We know, takes an hour to describe it, there was another shooter. So they piggyback on top of these patsies.
Yeah. And if they were going to do an assassination, there would be a patsy. So we have to say, could this be the situation? The text messages between him and his boyfriend that came out yesterday, I don't believe one iota of that. That is not the way a 21-year-old, 22-year-old.
Yeah, it does sound like some Hollywood scriptwriter wrote it, as Steve Bannon said.
It's one of those things. It's like the Hydra that every time you answer one question, it brings up seven unanswered questions.
Well, I think it's healthy. People are asking questions, and I think it's good.
it's a vacuum of truth. It's a vacuum of information. I don't think we're getting it. And even if we were, I know there would be all of the speculation and all the conspiracy theories. So I don't want listeners
to think that when I disagree with something, I'm trying to stop them speaking. I have my view. I don't think the security guard shot him. It's a cell phone under his arm. Everybody's mad at me about that. It looks like a flash behind. Maybe he was shot from behind. Maybe you're right, because that is a big exit wound, but not as big as would be with a 30-06, at least 3 or 4 inches, in my view. If it didn't hit a bone or full metal jacket, it wouldn't. But my issue is we don't know. But how do we deal with this with the background of Democrats celebrating it, calling for more? That's why people have a problem believing it's something else when they're just openly running around having orgasms.
Yeah, you got to put that into the context. Absolutely. You've got to look at the whole thing. And this George Zinn, this old guy, it's like, what?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about him. Describe that. Literally saying, he said, I did it to be so the guy could get away. How did he know to do that?
Who knows? That's a really good question.
And tell me more about George Zinn. He's a leftist, right?
He's a nut job. I mean, he's a nut job. But he's so politically involved. He shows up everywhere. He's at the national convention. He's at 9/11. Anywhere you go, you're going to find George Zinn, and he's always out front. He's always talking. He's always running his mouth. And he would say that he's a conservative. He would say that he's a Republican. So he's not out there like preaching leftist ideology. He's in there doing weird things. So if someone was going to use George Zinn, that would be a strange choice. Why would anybody pick George Zinn to be kind of that guy that's shouting? Which just adds another layer of confusion of saying, I don't really buy that narrative, because you wouldn't ask George Zinn to do that.
Who told the police he did it so the assassin could escape?
Right. Which is a really like black and white thing. It's like, oh, there's A, there's B, case solved. In my mind, it's like, that doesn't quite solve the case, because it's George Zinn, and you've got to ask, who is this person? How did that happen? How did George Zinn, how was he informed? If he knew this was going to happen, or if it was just like spontaneous dumb stuff, it's all right. Okay. Then we know the answer to that. But right now I'm not really buying that it was a spontaneous reaction from George Zinn, because it's so, out of character.
Well,
all of this is very
line,
surreal.
Something else is going on. And I'm not saying Israel didn't do it. I'm not saying, you know, the Mormon mafia didn't do it. My issue is, I am not going to sit here without it. It's good to debate it. By the way, I agree with everything you're saying, and I'm very impressed, Phil Lyman, when you come back on with this. I'm just saying the jury's out. And the last thing I want to do is accuse anybody that's innocent of something that hasn't happened. But I agree with you. Like you said, you have witnesses. He jumps in a car and drives away. Obviously, he had help. They're all waiting. Yeah. I mean, and 6 trannies are saying he's dead tomorrow. Obviously, in the discords, if you're right, there was more powerful groups involved. They used them as the cover, which I've said for years and intensely the last 6 months. When they launched this civil uprising, the Podesta plan, the Democrat plan for civil war, they're going to use the crazies as a smokescreen to blame.
I think a really important factor here too is, like, yes, we've got thousands of kids, every one of them with a camera in their hand, and that's important. But more important than that is that we've got kids who over the last 5-6 years are accepting now that they've been lied to. They've been lied to about so many things. And I think that is a huge awakening. And a lot of that is because of people like Charlie Kirk, who he's not out there preaching, you know, don't believe anybody. He's out there saying, ask questions, be involved.
No, it was a loving, unifying guy. It was Christ-like, so they killed him. Phil, I noticed your bio. We're not given any social media. How do people find you?
X is the best spot to go, and it's just Phil_Lyman.
I've got a political
website, but I'm not updating any of that. So yeah, Twitter, X is the best spot to find me there.
So, Phil_Lyman, 1 minute closing comment, and join us again tomorrow, the next day, as you learn more. I think what you're saying is very credible. We should investigate everything you're saying.
Yeah, I would love to keep talking about this. This is a moment. This is a moment in time, and we cannot allow this to become another, Kennedy assassination where we talk about it for 50 years with just more and more questions coming up. We have an individual who was assassinated, and whether it was the trans movement or something much, much, much higher. I think those are all connected in their own way. And ironically, they connect in a really big way in Utah with the ideology, with the DEI putting right into our universities, with the professors that are teaching these things and not just in college, but in grade school and all the way up with the SEL and all these things that Utah is leading the charge on. And this was the part that was so hard for me as a legislator is fighting against these things, but fighting against it in vain, finding that the narrative was being dictated to us from the top down in a really strange way. Things that you would think Utahns would never do this, which brings us back into the elections and a governor would not be able to use his pronouns to a bunch of middle schoolers and expect to get elected. Well, we don't have to get elected here. We've got ways around that too. All of it connected to undermine society, to break down the honest, good nature of people who want to do exactly what Charlie talked about, which is faith, family, courage, responsibility, duty, all of those things. And so Charlie was the biggest threat. And like, as you pointed out, his last words, almost last words, was Christ is King, God is over all. And he also said, Mormons, you need to get your moxie back. And I agree with him on that. Basically, we need to just tell the truth and do it boldly.
All right. We'll talk to you again, sir. Phil Lyman, thank you so much.
Alex.
All right. Brianna Morello is the new host of American Journal. We may change the name down the road. She does a great job. Hard-hitting news, tons of guests. It's really informative. She's going to host the fourth hour today while I deal with the Democrats attempting to shut us down. It's all over the news. And we're fighting as hard as we can. We thank you all for your support. She's got Joseph McBride coming on, attorneys, and Phil Holloway talking about Fannie Willis and the charges facing Tyler Robinson and more. She will be taking over in the next hour. Then Harrison Smith hosting the War Room. We'll do an incredible job, as always, with all the latest information, clips, and developments. So look for Brianna Morello coming up, hosting the fourth hour. She did a great job this morning hosting American Journal. Please remember, I can't fight the globalists without your support. I sell you stuff that really works. You're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com. The very best methylene blue. The very best spike protein cardiovascular detox, ultimate life force. It is the 1 year anniversary fundraiser sale. Everybody at checkout gets $75 or above, $11 off instantly, $25 on all t-shirts, hats, and more. These are high quality American quality stuff. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. And we have this great little art piece. You spend $100 in an Alex Jones war bond. There's a code on it. Only for you, that's $110, and it's a great little art piece. You know, you support the broadcast, be sure and get your Alex Jones war bonds in the information war, and be the reason we always stay on the air. We cannot do this without you, but you are insane if you don't get our medical-grade methylene blue. That's the very best. So good for you, so game-changing. You are crazy if you do not spread the word about the broadcast. These are incredible products, our prebiotic, our probiotic, our Irish sea moss, our Shilajit, it's all the very best. And it's a bunch of it's 50% off right now. The sale only runs until next Tuesday. So take advantage with Life is Fire with its beauty. They have a whole line of cool shirts that say that. It's just a saying I had talking about Magellan and life and adventure. There's also the Crusader line we just launched. A lot of amazing t-shirts. They're limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Those are the coordinates to get great products and be part of the fight at such a critical time. And the Alex Jones war bonds for $100 and $110 in the store. Get a nice piece of art. All right, that's it for me. Hour number four with Brianna Morello starts now.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just a face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I commit myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void, and you will be there staring back at God. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I am Brianna Morello, filling in for the final hour of Alex's show. Welcome back. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot just breaking, so let me give you some overview. DHS has just announced that in the first 250 days, they've actually deported over 2 million illegal aliens. Now, that probably likely includes those who have self-deported, but that's a big number for the Trump administration, who is looking to carry out mass deportations like they promised on the campaign trail. So very, very important numbers there. Also, we're following another story because Chairman James Comer just announced that he's calling on the CEOs of Discord, Steam, Twitch, and Reddit to testify for the Oversight Committee on October 8th. He is looking to discuss political extremism on their platforms, specifically how those on the radical left side of things are using their platforms to carry out domestic terrorist attacks. He also does cite Charlie Kirk in that announcement. Again, folks, a lot breaking right now. We're glad you're with us. Welcome back. We're following a lot of stories. Now, as you guys know already, we have a suspect in custody regarding Charlie Kirk's assassination. It's obviously devastating news, but we're wondering, where does the federal government fall onto all of this? Because we know they're using the FBI, and we know that there's some DOJ involvement here. But as of right now, the state of Utah is actually prosecuting him, not the federal government. Now, when it comes to potentially the federal government stepping in, there's a lot of legal experts who say that as of right now, the federal government cannot step in But the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, actually spoke yesterday about the potential of federal charges going against that suspect. Let's take a listen.
We're looking at everything we can do to bring charges if appropriate. But again, this isn't something we need to rush. This is something where the state has already brought charges. They brought charges that carried the death penalty. And so if at the right time federal charges are appropriate, of course we'll bring them.
So what will it take for the federal government to step in? Because, folks, let's be honest, if Utah ever gets a rogue governor, this suspect, if convicted, could potentially be released. We saw the Biden regime go after police officers and not only have them charge on a local level, but also have the federal government go after them. As many of you guys know, one of the officers in the Breonna Taylor shooting was actually indicted and was convicted and is now being sentenced to over 3 years in prison. Those are due to federal charges that the Biden administration filed against him. It's related to civil rights allegations that they allege because they believe that because this officer was shooting into a dark area into the home, that he violated Breonna Taylor's civil rights. Now, he wasn't the one who fatally shot Taylor, but they still went out there and prosecuted him anyway. And keep in mind, the Trump administration, their DOJ, didn't want that officer to go to prison, but the judge said he has to go to prison, and now he's looking at potentially 3 years if the Trump administration doesn't step in. So that's the length that the Biden regime went to get after these awful people. So shouldn't this be something that the Trump administration takes up when it comes to the individual who is allegedly the assassin behind Charlie Kirk's death? Joining me now to discuss is Joseph McBride. He's an incredible criminal defense attorney, and I relied on him strongly during the Jake 6 persecutions, and so I'm going to rely on him strongly for his level of expertise here. McBride, thank you for jumping on with us today. I'm very excited to have you on the program. Obviously, we all saw what happened to Charlie Kirk, and it's absolutely devastating, but we have a suspect now in custody, and he's only being charged by the state of Utah. The federal government says as of right now they can't charge him, that they actually just have to let the state handle it. But there are some type of loopholes that could allow the federal government to step in. Do you think they will, and what loopholes are those?
Brianna, it's always good to see you, and I appreciate all the continued great work that you're doing. I know that you put yourself at great personal risk for having the type of guts that you have, and I really appreciate it. And also congrats on InfoWars. This is great. So for federal charges, look, the prosecutors here need more than just a horrific act. They need some type of federal jurisdictional hook. Typically, that has to do with interstate commerce. Like you said before, a civil rights violation. There could be a terrorism nexus in this case, but they need a jurisdictional hook to elevate it from something that's purely a state crime to a federal crime. So can that happen in this case? I don't know. Right now, it looks like he traveled within the state. There was no interstate commerce. Right now, it looks like it's purely a state crime. However, if they can get him on the hook for some type of conspiracy where the internet was used, where phones were used, where other people in other places outside of the state were involved, then 100% they can get him. So I think that the Trump administration is likely to do this. They're likely to see how this plays out, to see how good of a job that the local and state prosecutors are doing. If they're satisfied with that, then they just may let the process play out. And, you know, at the end of the day, if he's convicted, it's a firing squad in that state. If they're not satisfied, or if there's just an overriding interest, if they find that there is a conspiracy, that there's people involved in other states or other countries, then they will no doubt step in. I don't think they step in right now. I think it'll be a little while from now first.
Yeah, I think so. And McBride, I wanted to ask you a question about the death penalty, because so many Americans support the death penalty in cases like these. But the reality is it could take 2 decades before he's actually put in the chair. And for most Americans, they want something that's a little bit faster. Is there a way that the state of Utah could speed up the process of appeals and the long process of potentially the Supreme Court stepping in and saving this guy? Or do we have to just wait the 2 decades out?
It's more likely that we will be waiting. There are actually cases where people who are on death row are just like, listen, I want to get it over with already. I don't want to go through this process. Even they have to wait. I understand that people's need for justice and quick justice in this situation. But I would encourage them to put the integrity of the justice system above all things. It is what's most important in this case and in every other criminal case. We saw the weaponization and the improper use of the federal Department of Justice and the criminal justice system during January 6th prosecutions. We had rushes to judgment, rushes to trial. We had a bunch of guys who sat in jail for a long time wrongly, and they were eventually pardoned. So what we don't want to do is behave like the Democrats. What we do want to do is, as painful as it is to let the system play out. And look, all the evidence is there. This guy will be convicted. He will face the death penalty. Let's do it the right way. Because if we get some nut job in power 8 or 10 years from now, they're going to use this as president to go after us.
Yeah, yeah, and I could see that happening, sadly. I wanted to get your take on Discord, because often, you know, I spoke to Alex Rosen, I have him on the show quite often, and he's the predator poacher who goes and catches alleged and convicted sex offenders, and he's constantly talking about how they utilize Discord to reach out to children, and the company has also been named in several other terror attacks, we'll just say mass shootings, shootings at schools, and ultimately they deny all they've denied so far any involvement in any of this current case against Charlie Kirk. So they're denying these allegations, but according to reports and the prosecutor, they keep putting up all these messages, and it looks like that the suspect is using Discord to communicate after the shooting. Is there any type of liability that the company might have for allowing people to use their platforms that are carrying out attacks like this?
It really depends on the policies and the procedures that they have in place. They have an ethical duty to safeguard the public against letting people use Discord and servers like this for nefarious conduct. But in the January 6th cases, we saw that platforms were used. Not only were they used by people who went to the Capitol, they were also used by nefarious actors who radicalized people who ordinarily would not have went to the Capitol, right? So there is this sort of this intersection between bad actors, people sort of cloaked in the shadows, your average people who are on there, and then people who are using these servers to commit crimes. Do I think that Discord is going to escape unscathed in this situation? No, I do not. I think that the Trump administration is going to muster everything they have within their power to make sure that Discord and servers like it are properly investigated, to make sure that they have the procedures in place, and to see, in fact, if they did turn the blind eye to something like this. And if they did, then they will, in fact, be on the hook.
Yeah, and as of right now, the latest statement that they provided us with, they don't believe that the suspect used their platform to plan out the attack. So that's important to note. I wanted to change things up a little bit, because yesterday we heard from the president in regards to Turning Point and Charlie Kirk being targeted by the Biden regime. We're going through a lot of the documents, thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley, that he's recently unclassified. And it ultimately highlights how the 2020 election was the president had all legal right to challenge, and he was allowed to hire attorneys. He was allowed to go out there and challenge the results, but they specifically targeted those attorneys. Three of the key ones, obviously Jeff Clark over at the DOJ, John Eastman, and Mayor Rudy Giuliani, they're listed in here as to individuals who had their banking records subpoenaed. We're also talking about Turning Point, too, because for some reason, Turning Point was also in this list that was just recently released. Why would the former FBI, DOJ, and Biden regime be requiring their financial records when they really didn't have any direct involvement with the challenge of the 2020 election?
Well, that was, you know, the January 6th era was really the first time in American history where the party who was in power, the party with the power, went after their opposition party. They just didn't go after members of the upper echelon. They went after your private citizen, your average Joe, and they also went after people like Rudy Giuliani and Jeff Clark. What happened to Rudy Giuliani's life and Jeff Clark's life should have never happened. It was atrocious. It was very wrong. They put the tentacles into the government to not only look into their most private affairs, every click they made on the internet. They also made it impossible for them to find gainful employment, all types of judgments against them. Jeff Clark is still going through a very unfair bar proceeding in Washington, D.C. The effects of these things are still playing out. The Biden regime did this to destroy these people and to send a message to people like Jeff Clark, And to your average Joe, quite frankly, that if you stand against us in any way, shape, or form, we will destroy you, and we will leave no stone unturned in your destruction. So they used the power of the government improperly to pierce the veil of privacy in violation of their Fourth Amendment rights by saying that they were a threat to national security. It should have never happened. It did happen, and there should be consequences for it. I'm curious as to what the federal government that's currently in power right now is going to do about it, and I hope that something is in fact done.
Yeah, it needs to be done because people like Jeff Clark have been unfairly targeted, and now he's facing, I know he's been recommended to be disbarred, but the reality is it's likely going to happen, and it's absolutely egregious. You know, for an attorney, it's like, obviously you're going to take on a client like the President of the United States, especially when it comes to our integrity, when it comes to our elections. And so the fact that they're targeting attorneys sends a clear message to other lawyers. If you want to challenge an election for a client, we'll come after you. And that's the tone they're setting when they're issuing these subpoenas, when they're sitting there and going over their financial records, and when they're having a bunch of insane lawsuits being filed against these attorneys who are simply doing their job and doing the will of their clients. And it's just absolutely egregious. McBride, I want to thank you for jumping on with us today. We greatly appreciate it. You do a great job on Twitter giving your expertise to the public. Folks, give him a follow. I highly recommend it.
Thank you, Brianna. God bless you.
God bless you too, my friend. Folks, a lot underway. I actually just got an alert from DHS, and there's a lot going on at DHS right now. And I'm going to go through this one because this is an email that was just received right now. They're putting this out there that DHS and ICE have secured over 1,287 program agreements with both state and local law enforcement agencies. Now, if you're wondering what that means local law enforcement agencies are now working with DHS and ICE to take criminals, illegal aliens, off the streets. Now, 1,000 is a big number, a very big number. Now, it also helps them with reimbursements when it comes to those fees that they're going to have to absorb. So there are little incentives here and there. But the reality of it is this new DHS under the Trump administration is going out there and catching illegals. Now, I was very surprised when I saw the numbers today that came out. Trish McLaughlin, who is a DHS spokeswoman, coming out today and saying, yeah, we've actually deported in over, let's see, in nearly 250 days, under 250 days, we've deported over 2 million illegal aliens from the United States. 2 million. Now, we don't know what the breakdown is in regards to those who have self-deported, but this is the one commitment that so many Americans wanted President Trump to make right on. And it seems like he's doing that. So you got to give credit when credit's due. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to say kudos on that front. Now we want to see more. And speaking of, you know, giving kudos, we got to give kudos to Senator Chuck Grassley, because we don't have many fighters right now in D.C. And given the fact that Senator Chuck Grassley has been doing this for quite some time, I am thrilled that he is still in this fight. He defends our whistleblowers who came out during the Biden regime years and blew the whistle on all the corruption, on how the Biden administration was using and weaponizing the FBI, the DOJ, and other agencies to go after probably you at home, go after us, go after all of us, J6ers and more. There were so many incredible whistleblowers who couldn't turn to a lot of politicians who pretended like they were in the fight for these whistleblowers, but they weren't. I've been behind the scenes for quite some time trying to help a lot of these whistleblowers out. Thankfully, some of them have just been reinstated. But the reality of it is Senator Chuck Grassley is really the only politician who I know of who was standing by their side this whole time. Now he's doing us another service, and he has released documents related to the Biden lawfare. And ultimately, folks, it just goes to prove what we already knew. What did we know? Well, we knew that the Biden regime was using the FBI as its own personal police force. The latest document dump shows that they weren't just using the FBI, they were also using the DOJ Office of Inspector General, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, National Archives and Records Administration, to go after people they didn't like. People they didn't like. Charlie Kirk's name is on that list. Also, as you just heard me and Joseph McBride talking about, Jeff Clark. I keep mentioning Jeff Clark's name because so many people need to know who this patriot is. Jeff Clark is an American hero. I've had the privilege of sitting down with Jeff Clark and speaking to him one-on-one about not only the lawfare, but specifically back in 2020 when there were so many tips pouring in to the FBI and elsewhere regarding allegations of election fraud. Well, those tips were so quickly shut down. I even spoke to one individual who at the time worked for the FBI, and he told me that when he received an email saying that all resources were being shifted towards J6, that he simply responded by saying, hey, what do you want us to do with these election fraud tips that are coming in. And then the very next day, this individual was told to pack up and leave. After spending years at the agency, winning countless awards, he was told to pack up and get out for simply putting that in writing. Now, it's not a crazy story. It's not a rare story, sadly. Individuals like Jeff Clark were also targeted and are still being targeted. Jeff is an incredible human being. He has fought long and hard for the American people. And he's still, you know, now he's working at the White House. But like you heard us just say, they're trying to disbar him. They are trying to go after him. Jeff Clark had his home raided. He had his home raided. And then I've never seen body cam footage be released so quickly. I know because I FOIA it quite often. And they released the still image of Jeff Clark waking up on a random morning to an FBI raid. And because he was in his boxers, they wanted to embarrass him. They posted that online. That's what the Biden regime was doing. Now, Jeff Clark's a patriot. He never backs down. And he's named several times in this document dump from Senator Chuck Grassley's office. And again, they're accusing him of sending a letter, but he never sent a letter. He never sent a letter, but he may have offered his services to help the president figure out if election fraud was something that took place in 2020. Now, as I mentioned, I sat down with him and we walked through all of the allegations facing the attorney general at the time, which was Bill Barr. He detailed to me that there were three instances where Bill Barr was believed, in their opinions, to have shut things down, to shut down anyone who wanted to investigate to see if there was election fraud. Folks, the fact that they shut it down as quickly as they did tells you everything you need to know. Everything you need to know. And again, I mean, we're talking over 400 subpoenas were served. I mean, this is according, again, Chuck Grassley's office. With search warrants, they got search warrants for 10 iPhones or just phones in general. Now, those phones were for 5 lawyers, 1 U.S. congressional member, 2 White House officials, other electronic devices, up to 20 of those, I believe. They also issued search warrants for 7 iCloud accounts, 28 email accounts, and then 1 Twitter account. If you're wondering whose Twitter account that was, it was President Donald Trump's Twitter account. This goes deep. This goes very, and we knew what was going on, but now we have it outlined. So now that we know all of the ridiculous, illegal, treasonous things these animals did, what's next? Well, we do allegedly have a Trump ally who's supposed to be running the DOJ right now. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. There are some things I like that Pam Bondi's doing as attorney general. But there are some things that I have to say she's really dropping the ball on. Am I dropping the ball? That's me being nice. She's not doing much. We're not seeing much in the way of movement. Normally I hear about things, right? We've heard whispers about grand juries, but not against the individuals who need to be held accountable. This will happen again. This isn't just yesterday's news. This will be tomorrow's news. Whenever another Democrat makes its way into the White House and occupies the space, guess what's happening? They're coming after us. It's not fear mongering. It's the truth. You let them get away with it the first time, there will be a second time. And that's why you have to file charges. That's why you have to defend our Constitution. And it's strange because Pam Bondi is now coming out and saying that they're going to go after hate speech and target those who are spewing hate speech. Now, she's later clarified that and said that she's referring to violent speech, threats on individuals' lives, swatting calls for members of Congress, apparently a protected class. Many people in this office have been swatted. No arrests, of course. So, you know, it's quite interesting to see this all unravel. Also, this is the same AG who I'm told has to sign off on subpoenas being issued by other agencies. Now, why am I bringing that back up? Well, in April of this year, they got rid of the protections which prevented journalists from getting subpoenas from these agencies. Now, the subpoenas are to find out who their sources are, and journalists like to protect their sources, of course. So just last week, we saw it firsthand. If you guys aren't familiar, Ladder with Crowder released an exclusive regarding Kirk's assassination, an email that detailed, they were the first ones to detail it, saying that bullets that were used by the suspect had different terms engraved in them. Well, the ATF got word of the leak, and they called Crowder's attorneys and said a subpoena's coming their way. Again, my sources say you can't issue a subpoena without getting the blessing of the AG. So why is Pam Bondi attacking the First Amendment? As journalists, we have every right to protect our sources, and we will do that. So we're going to continue to hold Pam Bondi's feet to the fire. And that's not hate speech, Pam Bondi. Because the reality of it is nobody voted for someone who's going to attack the First Amendment. Because in case you interpret it as hate speech now, what's the next administration going to do? They're just going to go after all of us and declare everything hate speech that we say? It's a slippery slope, Pam Bondi. Slippery slope. Up next, we're digging into the Fannie Willis scandal. I've got Phil Holloway joining us next. Don't go anywhere.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
week. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Thank you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Brianna Morello, filling in for Alex. I'm the new host of American Journal. You got to catch us in the morning. We start up at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and we go until the Alex Jones Show starts. So join me every morning on the American Journal. All right, folks, we've been watching, we've been paying attention because Kash Patel has been testifying at two hearings this week. He spoke yesterday in front of the Senate and today in front of the House for both of their judiciary committees. Now, he was grilled, of course, by Democrats throughout the day on the Epstein files. Isn't that convenient? They love to talk about the Epstein files now, but they never did over the last, what, we'll just say 4 years? 4 years, but now they have a new interest. Well, Kash Patel did show a sign of a pulse. He fought back like the old Kash we knew, and so it was quite refreshing to sit back and watch, I must say. But speaking of that, fighting back, President Trump has been doing just that even before he was reelected back into the White House. You and I both know the lawfare was absolutely egregious, but Democrats, well, they wanted to make sure that he never made his way back into the White House, and they failed. And speaking of that, we're talking about Fannie Willis over in Fulton County. There's a new victory for the president. He's taking the victory lap these days. The Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, can no longer oversee the prosecution of President Donald Trump and his co-defendants, all related to the 2020 election RICO case that she tried herself. Well, she tried her hardest to build with her and her boyfriend. And ultimately now the Georgia Supreme Court, in a 4-3 ruling, declining to hear the Fulton County's DA's appeal of a lower court decision. So that apparently is going to be the final ruling on that. Joining me to break all of this down is Phil Holloway. He's got a new role these days. He is the contributor and co-host of the MK True Crime video podcast series for Megyn Kelly. Congratulations, Phil. I don't think I've spoken to you since you've gotten this new title. So it is an honor to have you on the program today, sir.
Well, it's great to be with you, and congratulations to you as well, or in order. I really always enjoy being with you, Brianna, wherever you may find yourself.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, you do a great job on X breaking down all of these cases, and so I appreciate all that you do. You do an incredible, incredible job. I wanted to get your take, though, on this Fannie Willis situation. This is something that you've been following very, very closely, and now the president is taking a victory lap. He reacted to the news of Fannie Willis's big L that she had to take this week. Let's take a listen to the president.
Okay. It's great. The court just ruled that she is a disaster. She's a disaster with a boyfriend. The boyfriend that she paid $1 million for his expertise, but he never did it before. Now, she should be prosecuted. She was a, what she did to people, forget about me, what Fannie Willis did to innocent people, patriots that love our country, what she did to them by indicting them and destroying them, she should be put in jail. She's a criminal. Fannie Willis is a criminal.
All right, Phil. So the president calling Fannie Willis out for what she did, she obviously weaponized the law to go against the president, and she used RICO. But did she even have a case in the first place?
Well, I've always thought that she didn't, because I thought that it, at the core of this case, it was basically an attempt to criminalize lawyers being creative and doing lawyerly things, and to criminalize the act of lawyers collaborating with each other to think outside the box. Because look, when you've got an election and then you've got to have electors in, or names of electors in Washington DC in just a month or so, you don't have time, Brianna, for traditional litigation. You don't have time to file lawsuits and have discovery and have trials and all this stuff because you're on such a short clock. So the lawyers had to think outside the box. I always thought this was misguided. I always thought it was an effort at lawfare. But the thing about what's happened in the appeal of this case is really remarkable, because you had a trial court, a brand new judge. This thing fell in his lap like a month after he got appointed to the trial court bench here in Fulton County, Georgia. And he gets this thing that lands in his lap. And this is like a once in a lifetime, never before seen let's just call it a creature. And by that, I mean the whole case is just one big, creature. And so it falls in his lap. And then you get these revelations about how she's running her office, how she's running this prosecution team, how she's paying, her special prosecutor enormous amounts of money, way more than what she would normally pay an assistant DA to handle a case, and then how she's having a romantic relationship with him and presumably benefiting herself financially by virtue of him being able to spend money on her in the context of romantic vacations and all this. So you have this trial judge that's like, what in the hell am I supposed to do with this? I think he does the best he can. He tries to craft some order that solves the, let's just say, the nepotism issue, but it does not remove her from the case. They file an appeal, goes to the Georgia Court of Appeals, and they, too, are left with, like, what are we supposed to do with this? This is not the kind of thing that we see. We've never seen it before. We'll probably never see it again. It's a case of first impression. So they rule that she's disqualified based on the appearance of impropriety. A lot of people disagreed with the ruling academically. They said it wasn't, you know, consistent with former precedent. And other people say, well, the law is not that clear. The Court of Appeals cleared it up and made good law. And so the next step would be for Willis to try to appeal that. She went to the Georgia Supreme Court. She said, will you allow me to appeal? It's a discretionary appeal. And after a long wait, this was like almost a year, they said, no, we're not going to hear your appeal. So they have denied her petition for writ of certiorari. And as far as the issue of who the prosecutor is, it definitively is not her. We still have an open indictment. What happens next is, well, that's going to be, I guess, part two of this story. But for now, we know that once and for all, finally, she is off the case.
Well, that's really important here. And I think that's important to highlight because she shouldn't have been on the case. The fact that she didn't want to come forward about her relationship with the special prosecutor that she brought on board is egregious in itself. And Phil, I remember breaking a story during all of this when it was slowly starting to trickle out. And one of the co-defendants in the case sent me a brochure they received. And keep in mind, Nathan Wade is the special prosecutor, but he also at the same time was sending brochures to advertise his services as a defense attorney to a lot of these co-defendants, because it wasn't just one person who received it, it was a lot. So there was a lot of missteps here, and I get it, they're probably just, you know, buying these lists off the internet and just sending it out everywhere. But when you are a special prosecutor, there's a certain level, a certain standard that should follow after that. But I think a lot of us want to know what's next here when it comes to holding these two accountable, because they're attorneys. They know better. They know not to have these type of relationships and not disclose it to the courts or to at least appoint someone who you are romantically involved with. And they didn't do so. They still stuck it out and tried its very best to deny everything. I mean, we saw them in court. Fannie Willis was less than professional. But what follows next? Will there potentially be an investigation?
If there's going to be an investigation, I don't know who would do it, because she's the head law enforcement officer in Fulton County as the district attorney. So, you know, is she going to investigate herself? She has not even been willing to comply with things as simple as the Georgia Open Records Law. My friend and colleague Ashley Merchant, who is the, the architect of all this, she's the one that brought this whole disqualification motion to the fore, and she's the one that exposed it. She was still trying to get responses to open records requests to the point that she had to file a lawsuit, and she won. She collected a judgment against Fulton County. I know what the amount was. I'm probably not at liberty to say what it was, but it was not insignificant. So Willis is costing the taxpayers of Fulton County money. It's out of the taxpayers' pockets. So the real remedy is, will the voters of Fulton County ever wake up and do the right thing and elect somebody else? She just won re-election last year by almost 30 points, I think, over the Republican challenger. And so Fulton County is a deep, deep blue county, and I quite frankly, I doubt that she would ever lose that office unless something really, really drastic were to happen. I think she, as long as she continues to run without opposition, she'll stay in that office.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because Fulton County is beautiful. I've been there several times, and I do love the area. But I just couldn't imagine living there with that as the district attorney because it's obvious what's going on there. I also wanted to ask you, Phil, in regards to the victims, the co-defendants. Now, this RICO case was unique because a lot of these people didn't even know the president or have any personal private conversations with him at all, which I thought was a strategic issue here. They were just trying to kind of sweep up as many people as they possibly can to get them to go against the president and testify against them. We actually kind of saw that for J6 trials. There was a group of individuals, even Enrique Tarrio, who at the time was a member of the Proud Boys. He told me when we sat down for an interview, told me that that the prosecutors handed him, and this is his allegations, handed him a plea agreement that he would speak out and go against the president and say that the president worked with him to kind of orchestrate January 6th. But then there was a lot of co-defendants in the Fulton County case, and people, again, like I mentioned, who had really no involvement in any of this. They aren't as well off financially as the president of the United States is, right. So this did cost them a lot. Is there anything that those victims can do to kind of recuperate those costs that they have had to pay up?
You know, that's the tragic part, and the sad answer, I'm afraid, is no. I mean, there's... And this is bigger than the Willis and the Trump RICO case. We see situations all over the country all the time where weak cases are brought, things cannot be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, things where people are actually innocent are charged, and there's oftentimes no recourse because once you have a grand jury, which, by the way, you know, prosecutors can control grand juries. They can lead them around like, you know, by the nose ring and get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich if they want, is the old saying. But once a grand jury gives a case the stamp of approval by issuing what's called a true bill, meaning that they have found that there is probable cause that a crime had been committed and that these named defendants probably committed it, that gives legal insulation to prosecutors to act with impunity. And the Georgia Senate, by the way, is investigating this whole affair independently of anything else. The legislature in the state of Georgia and around the country, quite frankly, other states could follow suit. They can create a system and pass laws that allow for people to be compensated for malicious prosecution for things that just don't have any basis in law or fact. And so the Georgia Senate, I know, is looking at this. Hopefully some reforms will come out of this so that prosecutors, when they do wield their awesome and massive power, and if they do so in a corrupt way, there should be some way for these victims of these prosecutors to be compensated. And unfortunately, we're not there yet, but hopefully some eyes and some legislatures are being opened across the country.
Yeah. Phil, I hope that's the case because so many people have been victimized by this weaponized government, whether it's state or whether it's federal, and there needs to be some type of recourse where these people aren't bankrupt for just having to defend themselves in court. Phil Holloway, you do an incredible job at breaking down all of these stories. That's why you're my favorite person on X to follow. Folks, give him a follow on X right now. And again, congratulations. I love the fact that you and Megyn Kelly are teaming up. I know this is going to be a great podcast series. So thank you, Phil.
Thanks. Appreciate you having me. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Folks, when I'm talking about the weaponized federal government, we keep talking about J6. Well, people who weren't even there that day were sentenced to over two decades. I'm talking about Enrique Tarrio, as many of you guys know, member of the Proud Boys. It wasn't just him. Obviously, there was other Proud Boy members, Joe Biggs and others, who were swept away by the federal government for January 6th. And ultimately, if you follow their trials, I follow their trials, even Stuart Rhodes, who is obviously often on this program, was another victim of the DOJ. They swept them up so quickly and tossed them in prison. And I remember speaking to Rhodes. And during the process, Rhodes was warning me when he was in prison, was saying, hey, just so you know, what's happening to me is a blueprint so they can go after President Trump. And long and behold, he was right. He was right. But what are the consequences for what they did to Enrique Tarrio and the other members of the Proud Boys and all the J6ers who they tortured? Well, I want to remind you that they currently have a lawsuit, talking about Tario and the other Proud Boy members, have a lawsuit pending against the DOJ where they filed this lawsuit, and they're asking for $100 million. Now, Tario, when we did a sit-down interview, I did a sit-down interview with Tario for Louder with Crowder, and it's up right now on the Rumble page, but he detailed the abuse that he had to endure. And the heartbreaking part is they did, like, diesel fuel therapy is what they call it, where they ship you around in a truck or a bus all across the country for hours. You're sitting handcuffed, shackled in the back of these buses, and you're left in... Tario gives us a beautiful display of it as he's tossing a sandwich into his mouth because he can't actually move his hands. Or if you have to use the bathroom, he detailed that for us, thankfully. But he was abused. He was abused. He was forced into solitary confinement like so many other J6ers. And now our federal government is asking the courts to dismiss their lawsuits. Yes, that's the interview. Thanks, guys. It's an incredible interview. Steven Crowder's team giving me the opportunity to do this sit down. But folks, this man was abused in prison, and now the DOJ doesn't want to pay him. In fact, they just recently asked the courts to dismiss their $100 million lawsuit. Now, if you're wondering why, the DOJ is claiming that they actually have immunity. Now, what does that mean? That means they could violate your rights, your constitutional rights, your civil rights, and they don't think that they actually have to cough up any cash. Reminder, who's running the DOJ right now? Pam Bondi. So that's what they're trying to argue right now in court, a bunch of other allegations as well. And the interesting part to all of this is, you know, Bondi actually fired these rogue prosecutors for what they've done. Yeah, and she lists it in the emails that they were getting and calls them out for what they did. But now they're being sued, no wrongdoing, and they have immunity apparently. So what's going to happen when the next administration comes in? Let's say it's a Democrat. What are the consequences for the DOJ violating your constitutional rights? Well, according to Pam Bondi's office, they have immunity. Now, again, I reached out to the DOJ for comment on that story, and they did not want to speak. They did not want to speak. It's funny how that happens these days. A lot of people don't want to speak. They don't want to get called out on these issues. They want to just quietly ask for all these favors from the courts. And they don't want to admit to any wrongdoing. It's egregious. It's disgusting. It shouldn't be happening in the first place. But surprise, surprise, it is. Now, earlier today on American Journal, I actually broke an exclusive story with my good friend Sonia Labosco. Let me give you a little bit of the outline behind this. So I've obtained a resignation letter from an individual who is a patriot, who loves this country, who has served this country for years. His name is A.J. Porter. Now, A.J. Porter, at the time, was a special agent who was working for the Navy. He was a part of their NCIS team, which means after a boating incident with toxic fumes, toxic chemicals that have spilled, fires that are burning, they actually send this team over there. Now, he alleges in this letter that was sent back in 2024 that he wasn't given proper PPE. It's not just him. It's others also making this claim and coming forward as whistleblowers, Sonia Labosco. And his resignation letter details... that fire, when it comes to, let's just put it this way, when it comes to the PPE that should have been issued to these individuals, apparently they didn't receive it in one instance for approximately 1 month after a fire that took place. Now, he also says that when they were given PPE, it was the wrong stuff. And a lot of these toxins were able to enter his lungs. Well, unfortunately, he now has terminal leukemia. He's likely not going to survive. And so he's asking for our federal government, not for a lump sum of cash, he's asking for them to do something so this doesn't happen to other individuals. Now, Sonia Labosco has been dealing with this whistleblower. She brought it to my attention. She's helping them out. But she detailed earlier today on this network what they currently have to endure. Take a listen. There's a group of brave individuals stepping up within the Navy trying to blow the whistle on the lack of PPE. And one of those individuals just recently handed in his resignation letter. And we've obtained this resignation letter because, sadly, Albert Porter is dealing with a terminal illness right now, leukemia. And he wants to save other service members who are potentially going to be put at risk. In his resignation letter, he outlines how prideful he is to have served this country. But He's calling out the federal government for failing to give these service members the things that they need to protect themselves against harmful chemicals. Joining us today, again today, Sonia Labasco. She is one of the incredible individuals over at the Air Marshal National Council. She's the executive director there, and she's fighting for whistleblowers all across these federal agencies, even the branches, even the Navy. Sonia, I don't know how you do it, girlfriend. You are sitting here, you are fighting human traffickers, you are saving children, and then you're also helping whistleblowers. So thank you for joining the program. I wanted you, because you've spoken to these whistleblowers personally, I want you to outline what's going on and what are their concerns, because they have every reason to be upset when they're being pushed into these situations, exposing themselves, and they're not receiving the proper PPE.
Yeah, Brianna, it's really, you know, we had so much success when we were able to end the Quiet Skies program at DHS. Other federal agencies and other federal agents saw that the work that we did and how we dug in at the Air Marshal National Council to get results, and they've been flocking over to the Air Marshal National Council. NCIS Special Agents is another group that we represent. And one of the most concerning things, we've dealt with some things at NCIS that were concerning. But back in 2020, when the U.S. Bonham caught fire at the San Diego Bay for 5 days, there were air quality reports showing that the toxins coming off the ship were actually floating into the city of San Diego. So the upper management there, based out of San Diego, felt the need. They wanted these NCIS special agents to immediately go on board and start investigating this fire, which made no sense. I mean, the ship was burning. It was going to burn. But they sent them into harm's way with no PPE. The ATF was on scene. They had the proper PPE. The NCIS SA reached out and said, hey, the ATF is here. They have the proper PPE. Can we get some PPE? And they never got any. They were there without the proper respirators. They had no benzine able to look at the benzene in the air, do the air quality studies with all the benzene that was burning. And as you said, their shoes, their actual shoe soles started coming off as they're in the ship with all the chemicals that were used to try to put the fire out. And unfortunately, as you were talking about, a Navy SEAL, AJ Porter, who came out of retirement now, this SEAL came out of retirement, who was healthy and in good condition, came back to work with NCIS as a special agent, and they sent him into this atmosphere without the proper PPE, and now this Navy SEAL is fighting for his life because the Navy didn't do the right thing.
And the Navy did deliver a comment to me, and they say they take these things seriously. And they're going to look for new ways to make sure that they are securing their brave and women who are serving this great country. We'll see. We'll see if that all pans out. Sonia Labasco, not as optimistic as they probably would want her to be. They've known about this for quite some time, but we do hope that they correct this issue. Folks, I want to remind you all that here we are celebrating the one-year anniversary of the AlexJonesStore.com. Now's the time to head on over there if you're looking for a great savings. It's time to indulge, because right now your favorite T-shirts, your favorite hats, they're normally $35, but this week only they are $25. And when you spend over $75, we're going to give you a free $11 to spend on the store. So head on over right now to the Alex Jones store, because we've got the exclusives. We're not afraid to talk about all the topics they don't want us talking about. And we can only do that with your support. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. Now, folks, last week was a very busy news cycle, unfortunately, due to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But a lot of things flew under the radar that are worth your attention. I want to remind you that Jair Bolsonaro was sentenced. He's a former Brazilian president, was sentenced to 27 years in prison. Now, obviously, the Supreme Court in Brazil is extremely corrupt, and they decided to, I guess, accuse him of leading a coup attempt in Brazil. And obviously, the Brazilian people are standing by his side, but it's very likely that he is going to go to prison and spend the rest of his life in prison, because there's really no appeals process in Brazil like we have here in the United States. So the president, obviously, of the United States, Mr. President Trump, speaking out in favor of Bolsonaro and showing his support, as well as Marco Rubio yesterday, the Secretary of State, also saying they're looking into different options they have to try their very best to help Bolsonaro. We'll keep you in the loop on that, because that's what they want to do to President Trump. They wanted to lock him up in prison and throw away the key. All right, we're done over here on the Alex Jones show. Got me over there. But guess what? Harrison Smith coming up next with War Room. You're not going to want to go anywhere. I hear he has a great show lined up for you next.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.